views of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me understand. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
City's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. I'm Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. WGNU, any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. There's so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. My goodness gracious. Where do we go from here? I want to talk about the miners just for a moment. The rage of the family. And I want to talk about something that's also not being talked about enough. The story of why those men are dead. The story of the dozens and dozens of violations that this mining company has committed. Dozens and dozens and dozens. The story of the laws that have been changed to allow these mining companies to continue to make conditions so unsafe, and to continue to break the laws that would make minors safe. I understand how that those families almost killed those folks. I understand. Because it's not just that they were angry about the lie, the misstatement. And you know what? When does something become an intentional bad act? Is it after 30 seconds or is it after 2 hours? Because the fact of the matter is that they didn't correct these families' understanding of the condition of their loved ones for 2 hours. Is that now a lie? They put those families through immeasurable, indescribable grief. You imagine? You had been waiting for hours and hours and hours, over days, waiting to find out if your husband, your brother, your uncle, your father, your friend was alive. And they told you, after all those hours of waiting, they told you that he was alive. And for 2 hours you thought they were alive. After thinking that they probably were dead, or after thinking all of that, then they come back and tell you that they're dead. I'm surprised they didn't walk out of that. I'm surprised somebody wasn't killed. I truly am. I'm surprised. I understand why they had the National Guard there. I understand why they had cops there. I'm surprised nobody died. Because prior to the vigil, the sad, horrible, painful vigil that these families set up for themselves, waiting to find out if their loved one was dead or alive. Prior to the vigil, those families knew that their loved ones had warned that mine about the gas down there and told the mine they needed to do something about it. The rage that these family members must have felt has to be, you can't calculate that. The issue here is not for real. It is. The issue here is not the misstatement of the life or death, the aliveness or the deadness of these men. And the issue here is the reason why they're dead. And that's because this mine has been allowed to break law after law after law, rule after rule after rule, regulation after regulation after regulation. My question to you, I don't know the answer, but my question is this. You think the families will be able to sue the mining company? Let me ask you this. You think they should be able to sue the mining company? That's why it's so important to pay attention to stuff. That's why it's so important to have a global a sense of global responsibility. Responsibility that goes beyond your fingertips. That goes beyond your front door. That goes beyond the end of your tip of your nose. Because while a lot of you out there have been carrying the water for these gangster thug conservative Christian right wing politicians, no more frivolous lawsuits. Well, baby, you turned your head and they got you. There will be no lawsuits, hardly anything at all. All because you allowed yourself to be whipped up into that frenzy. You were being hoodwinked. You were being used. And I don't know whether to celebrate or to say I told you so or to I don't know how to feel. Representative John Murtha, one of the people that signed on the dotted line when we went to Iraq, he said, bring it on. He stood in lockstep with George W. Bush. He stood in lockstep with him. And y'all, please help me. Please help me. But if I knew George W. Bush was wacko, if I knew George W. Bush stole this election, if I knew George W. Bush and his circle of friends were thugs, liars, and thieves, if many of you knew that, what did the people in Congress know about him? Is there such a climate of acceptance of bad behavior in Washington, D.C., that George Bush's awful behavior appeared to be a minor idiosyncrasy to the folks of Washington? He all right. Yeah, he crazy, but a lot of us up here are. Well, is the stuff so crazy up in Washington, D.C. that nobody noticed George W. Bush's craziness? Is that what it was? Is stuff so out of control in Washington, D.C. that nobody noticed the thuggery that was being brought to Washington by George Bush and company? I'm looking at this statement from John Murtha, the Democrat who stood next to this dude. He stood next to Boy George. And I'm telling you, Murtha knows a million times more than any of us because they see it every day. They know stuff that they're never going to tell us. They know these people were nuts and thugs. And that's not a good combination. A crazy thug is a mug. I mean, that's something else. But yet that's what we have. Murtha stood, as a Democrat, stood next to, put his arm around, big fat wet kiss to George Bush and his bring it on illegal preemptive strike on a sovereign nation. And now, he wants to say, he was on Nightline. Asked the question, would you join the military today? And this retired colonel, 37 years in the Marine Corps, said, no, I wouldn't join the military today. And the interviewer said, and you think you're saying the average guy out there who's considering recruitment is justifying insane, I don't want to serve? And Murtha said, exactly right. Now, on the one hand, I want to say, well, yeah, it's good to hear that. On the other hand, does the world have to be destroyed before we can get the truth? Does the house have to be burned down? Everybody out of their job, everybody die in the fire before you come to the conclusion that you shouldn't let children play with matches? I mean, some things you just know. He stole the election. Let's start there. He stole the election. What good can come out of this, you know? I mean, what good can come out of this? They stole the election. There is no positive spin. There is no keep hope alive to be born out of that act. They stole your stuff. You cannot confer sainthood upon them. You can't say that you can't say that you're a good guy. It's like, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? You know, you can't get past the wrong thing that has occurred. They stole the election. Why is anybody surprised that they're illegally tapping your phone and illegally spying on you? What's the non sequitur there? I'm just asking, what is the non sequitur there? You stole the election. Should anybody be surprised that we're kidnapping people and shipping them off to countries so that they can be tortured and brutalized? They stole the election. Should anybody be surprised that Tom DeLay has been indicted for a crime? They stole the election. Of course, Jack Abramoff only. Lobbyists are, what's the technical term that I'm looking for? By and large, lobbyists are prostitutes. They go with everybody, okay? They do everybody. In the history of lobbyists, only one lobbyist stands alone. Jack Abramoff. He's like the character in Carl Hyacin book. I love Carl Hyacin. He wrote Striptease. He writes all kinds of wonderful books. And there's a character in one of his books that's prostitute. And I've had a Carl Hyacin on my show. I just love him. He's hysterical. His books are funny. He had a character in one of his books that was a prostitute. And she was a prostitute that only slept with Republicans. Jack Abramoff, and that's an unusual prostitute. Prostitutes, then the nature of their job is you take what comes to you. Okay? Jack Abramoff, unlike any other lobbyist out there, lobbyists, because all they want are the votes, they play both sides of the aisle. Guess what? Jack Abramoff did something that prostitutes normally don't do. He only did Republicans. There is not a Democrat in the country that got a dime from Jack Abramoff. Ain't that some stuff? Of course, Jack Abramoff was corrupt and worked with corrupt Republican elected officials, appointed officials, and their aides. They stole the election. Of course they lied to Native Americans and stole their money. Of course they did. They stole the election. Car phone.
You are an idiot. I just have to say that. I tried to listen to you, but you know what? You're making all of your listeners even more ignorant, too.
Well, yes. Listen, you have such a nice little mouth. Give us some examples instead of calling
names.
Well,
you're arguing that Bush stole Florida in 2000. Is that what you're saying?
You don't understand that? You don't get that?
Well, okay, did Gore steal Oregon, New Mexico, and Iowa? Is that
what
you're saying?
They stole the election, Florida. Florida.
You stole the election. You're an idiot.
And that's all you got to say? That's all. That's your only evidence? Well, that's your only evidence is your inaccurate assessment of me? That's your evidence? Come on, Scott, do better than that.
How many times did they recount the votes?
How many times did they recount the votes? They stole the election.
They stole it. Well, what evidence do you have that they stole the election?
Don't you read anything?
Are you talking about? What are you reading? What is it?
There are a number of. Wait a minute. Beg your pardon?
Jeb Bush was governor, and the Secretary of State was a campaign fundraiser. Is that your evidence?
That's part of it, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's a coincidence. Tim Russert did the math.
Tim Russert did the math? Tim Russert did the liberal media did the math, and you believe the liberal media, right?
No, it's called math. And when you look at it, Florida was it.
Okay, well, then.
Okay, go ahead. I just think you're an absolute stupid idiot, but that's just me.
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you think that? Because that's what your mama is.
Oh, well,
that's what your mama is.
What'd you call my mom?
I called your mother a stupid idiot for raising a son like you.
Yeah, okay. You're just an idiot. But anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the wiretapping thing, do you even understand how they do that?
Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not a lawyer.
I am, so I do get
you
it.
You are?
Yes, I
okay.
am.
Okay. So tell me, what do they do? Isn't it kind of like mining for information? If I say that's the bomb, they're not going to be, you know, if that's what I say all the time, they're not going to be looking at me. But if I talk about...
Okay, hold up,
you
know, hold up. Since you don't know what you're talking about, you need to shut your mouth for 1 second here.
Okay, go ahead.
The fact of the matter is that it is illegal to... Listen
so
in. Wait, hold up. It is illegal to listen to Americans' phone calls without getting a warrant. That's why a judge has quit the secret court. That's why constitutional attorneys all over this country are going. Wait, hold up. Let me finish. Why judges have quit their jobs, why I've quit the secret court, why lawyers all over this country are up in arms. You know what? It's why John Ashcroft, while he was in the hospital and George Bush went to him to ask him to sign off on this because he couldn't find anybody to sign off on it. It's why John Ashcroft said, I'm not going to sign off on this because it is illegal.
Okay, well, bring up the impeachment papers and bring them up.
They're already in the works,
they
darling.
Should.
They're already in the works, darling.
They should.
They
okay,
already
well,
in the
how
works,
are you
got
gonna,
it.
Ask me. Answer the question. How are you going to catch a sleeper cell?
How
in, say, Detroit.
Well, here's the thing, Scott, that people like you don't get and refuse to get and are now genetically incapable of getting. Here's the thing. If we have to get a sleeper cell by tapping Americans' phone conversations, then come to the American people and say, this is what we have to do. Are you willing to do this? Instead, what we have is an administration that stole an election, an administration that looks you in the face and says to stupid people like you, people that carry their water like you, they say, you know what, it's the only way we can get the terrorists. It's the only way we can get the terrorists, and it's legal. You can't have it both ways. You have to tell the truth to the American people, let the American people decide, and follow the Constitution. And none of those things have been done. Why? Because it's a lie. Because they're not trying to get at terrorists. They're trying to get at you. And the people that did not find Saddam Hussein, the people who did not, no, who had Osama bin Laden and let him go, these people aren't capable of finding anything. And they're the last people that you give the ability to mine your information. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me.
Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh,
Good morning, St. Louis. 34 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by ComStrax.
Northbound 55 between 270 and Virginia, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Guyer looks good. Eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing all the way into Spady, everything is on a move. Eastbound 70 from Mid River Small, the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall Road, that traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 270 at Lilac and New Florissant, no problems to report there. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue, the 5570 split, everything is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before LaCleach Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is a stop and go. And Highway B at Highway Double E, an animal was struck. It's car versus deer that's out in Warren County. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by ComTrax. ComTrax Deep Chest Cold has the ingredients specifically designed to break up stubborn chest congestion and relieve sore throats and coughing. ComTrax knocks out every kind of cold symptom. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, some sunshine, but partly cloudy by this afternoon. The high will be around 55. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder, high around 40. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high only around 35. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 44. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
I'm standing here on top of a mountain of multivitamins. Most of them are about the number of ingredients. Well, Centrum has news that'll topple that idea. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients like C, recharging E, to optimize their antioxidant power. A complete formula with 8 interactive combinations that help your body get more out of Centrum. Just having a lot of ingredients isn't all it's cracked up to be. Centrum is balanced and complete from A to Zinc.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
After stealing the election, he says the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper.
That's correct.
And the lawlessness is just running rampant.
And isn't it just interesting how It's like when George Bush ran for office. Remember people saying this? When people questioned his intellectual prowess, when people felt that he was not up to the job mentally. I mean, fair enough, he didn't. He was a D student at best. He was a cheerleader in college, and he was a failed businessman in everything that he took on. But people said he wasn't smart. Remember when people said, well, you don't have to be smart to be the president.
I know.
Remember how they lowered all of the standards to get
making
to him?
Making every excuse.
And lowering the standards. And mm-hmm. now we have the same people lowering the standards saying that they can mine if they want to. No, they can mine for information if they want to. There's a constitution that says it. They can't. And if John Ashcroft wouldn't sign off on it, how bad is it? He's the man that brought us the Patriot Act.
But everybody else is expected to obey the law, but he can disregard the Constitution.
That's right.
Disregard everything that is supposed the Constitution supposed to stand for.
Absolutely. All right.
It doesn't make sense.
Thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Hmm. You think Tom DeLay's a little nervous? About the plea of Abramoff, a lot of folks are going to go down. A lot of folks are going to go down. There is such an astonishing, breathtaking culture of corruption. And the caller before the last caller is evidence of that. That your standards have been so diminished that it's acceptable. Certain behavior that shouldn't be acceptable under any circumstances. Because they're lawless, illegal, immoral, just plain wrong, is now acceptable. Tom DeLay, road dog, Tom DeLay's road dog is Jack Abramoff. I'm sure your mother told you, I'm sure your father told you, if you sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You hang out with corrupt people, that makes you corrupt. If that's who all your friends are, and if you're not, why should I believe that you're not? You're judged by the company that you keep. And on top of that, if you're doing what the folks that you're running with are doing, you just like them. Keep this phrase in mind, U.S. Family Network. That's the rope that is going to hang Tom DeLay, U.S. Family Network. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. You are absolutely correct. It's an elite group that actually runs everything. They're called the Illuminati. Those are the people that keep Bush going. They got him the election. They want him there. He's doing exactly what they want him to do. And I mean, it's sad that we have such trash in office. I love you, Liz. You're like Sojourner Truth and Sister Soldier rolled into one. Go get him, girl.
Thanks for your call, Anthony. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. U.S. Family Network raised $2.5 million, but it kept its donors list secret. $1 million of the revenue for the U.S. Family Network came from a single source. A 1998 check from a London law firm whose former partners would not identify the money's origins. Speculation has it that the money came from from Russian oil and gas executives. Jack Abramoff had been working closely with two Russian energy executives on their Washington agenda. And Jack Abramoff helped arrange a visit, a 1997 visit, by Tom DeLay to these Russian executives. A spokesman for DeLay, who's also fighting a Texas state court on illegal fundraising, denied that the contributions influenced the former House Majority Leader's political activities. Nevertheless, questions are being raised. And the question, one of the questions being raised is that while $1 million is not prohibited by law, but such an extraordinary amount for a small nonprofit group raises all kinds of questions. Why would this money, $1 million in one check? Ain't we supposed to be asking some questions? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Washington. The Justice Department plans to try and have the lawsuits of some 300 Guantanamo Bay detainees dismissed. The Bush administration says a new law that is part of the Defense Appropriations Act puts a sharp limit on such challenges by preventing federal courts from hearing habeas corpus petitions from those being held. The detainees are fighting the legality of their confinement without having any formal charges filed against them. And Dateline Washington. The CIA officer who tracked down Osama bin Laden through Afghanistan says the U.S. could have taken him into custody in 2001, but failed to provide the necessary resources to do so. Gary Bernstein, a top agency counterterrorism officer who was involved in the trackdown, was coordinating a paramilitary unit called Jawbreaker that helped oust the Taliban just after the attacks of September 11th. Bernstein says his unit had followed bin Laden to the Tora Bora region at the end of that year. He made a request to his superiors for a team of about 800 men to finish the job, but the manpower was never provided, and bin Laden subsequently slipped away. His statement goes against that of former General Tommy Franks, who said the U.S. was never sure bin Laden was there. Bernstein was also the man who led the CIA response to the al-Qaeda bombings of American embassies in East Africa in 1998. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
And the pot is up to $500,000.
The Poker Grand Championship. You're gambling with the best, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and it's doing nothing for your poker face.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H. Oh.
Wherever you go, cleanse, cool, and soothe with Preparation H portable wipes. 4 times bigger than Tux pads and individually wrapped to take anywhere, discreetly.
I'll raise $5,000.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief. To go. Use as directed.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Happy New Year's, Miss Liz Brown.
Brother Al, Happy New Year to you.
Fine, Liz.
Yes?
You know, I heard you yesterday said you're going back to review your movies in the new year.
Uh-huh.
I want you to get you a movie if you haven't seen it yet.
What's that?
Imagining Argentina.
Imagining Argentina.
With Antonio Banderas. It speaks to where we are today in the United States and in this world, Liz. Because at your break here, I just heard that they want to let the people go in Guantanamo Bay, but they don't want to let them go to have a court hearing. So get that movie, Liz. I think you appreciate it. Let that be maybe one of the first ones you review for the new year.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to start reviewing movies on Fridays.
All right.
So I will definitely check that out.
You know, I know you like good movies.
Yes, I do.
This is a good movie.
What year is it?
It just came out. It just came out, Liz.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going to be interesting because of the title. You understand?
I think sometimes they really, really make a mistake of with the titles that they give movies.
Mm-hmm.
These folks don't go because if it's not a compelling title. So,
well,
yeah.
It will address the issues that we are under right now in this country. Thank you, Liz.
All right, thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that you can go to the website, lizbrown.com. You can find out some of the shows that we have had on the air, links to them, information about them. Get to the website, lizbrown.com. Check out the corner store as well. And if you've missed an hour of the show, that's okay. You can go back and get an hour by visiting whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. Get to me. Mark, you're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
I know that you're health conscious, and I wanted to give you the name, see if you have read this book. It's that Kevin Trudeau, What Natural Cures, What They Don't Want You to Know.
You know what? I haven't read it yet.
That is the most mind-blowing. I mean, I'm not like salesman or anything, but I'm telling you, promise me you'll get it, because I read a lot of books in my time, and this guy, we don't have enough time to get into it. Just promise me you get the book because you will really enjoy it. He talks about the corruption in the FDA and FTC and about how they want us to get sick. The pharma's big pharma, he goes into that, as well as he's got really specific cures for diseases, some of which, like you've had people on your show talking about the colonic, you know, cleansing. He has all that in it, but he breaks it down in a way that that people can do themselves. And like, for instance, I'll throw this out, and I just tried it last night. Raw apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, that's I just got turned on to that, but there's 50 of them in there.
Thank yeah, the you. Raw apple cider vinegar, people swear by that. They swear.
I'll tell you something, and I'll get off the air. I had a problem with heartburn. I like to eat fried chicken and mashed potatoes and that, and I work late, and I usually have to go to eat and go to bed. And I always used to wake up in the middle of the night with really bad heartburn and suffer. So last night I took this 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, had the fried chicken and everything, and I slept like a baby. And I woke up, I didn't have to, man, this is so crazy because they got those drugs, which I took before, Prevacid and all this. He tells you, and I'll get off.
Well, wait a minute, Mark, before you tell me one more thing that he tells. Mark, I just have to say this. Why don't you stop eating the fried chicken?
Well, right. I'm not. You're right. I'm trying to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, but every now and then. And he says in the book, don't deny yourself, but just moderation.
What I was going to say is
he says this, never, ever take any prescription or non-prescription drug ever again, because they will make you sick. And talking about aspirin, don't put anything on your skin. He said, you know what causes skin cancer? Sunblock. It's not the sun. He said the sun is good to be on your skin. Don't wear sunglasses. You're supposed to take the sun in through your eyes. The highest rates of people that come down with skin cancer are people that put the skin. It has chemicals in it.
And, Mark, I got to go.
But get the book.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're taking a break, folks. We'll be back with St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
50 floors.
No, I went up to 39 floors. 39 floors. As I went up, I heard different kind of explosions. And on those explosions, a 903 Building 2 gets hit. When Building 2 gets hit, it shakes our building so hard that you hear kind of a rumble.
You know, my son's murder was premeditated, and the murder of the other 1,670-plus soldiers was premeditated. The murder of all the Iraqi civilians was premeditated based on prefabricated intelligence.
This is what her father said to her. When I was 12 years old, my father explained that I was a beautiful young girl, and he had to have me because he was a hungry man. He said that you could not put a plate of spaghetti in front of a hungry man. Expect him not to.
And very troubled by the idea that these men were caged up, penned in, and were waiting on the whim of the state to make a determination as to when they would be ushered into the room we went to next, which was the execution chamber, and to be strapped into this ugly chair and electrocuted. I just thought, God, this just makes no sense to me at all.
And I see the Matrix, national release, March 31st, 1989, and I'm, like, shocked to see my work on the screen.
Official government minutes of a secret meeting that occurred in London at 10 Downing Street on the Bush administration's plan to invade Iraq, overthrow the regime of Saddam Hussein, and to fix the intelligence around the policy to manipulate, falsify the intelligence as the basis for sending the nation into war.
That when her husband died, Walmart was the beneficiary of a $40,000 life insurance policy, and she got $10,000. And later when I looked into this, it's called Dead Peasants Insurance. This is just one example of Walmart being the biggest issuer of this type of policy in North America.
And
said, among other things, that it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot the enemy combatants in Afghanistan.
Such that people want to attribute whatever station in their life that they have gotten to their own attributes, to their own achievements, to their own merits, and find a lot of psychological difficulty and sometimes political difficulty in a public acknowledgement that they got there not out of their own doing, but because somebody helped them.
Plenty on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. From joy to heartbreak, families of the 13 coal miners trapped in a West Virginia mine first heard 12 survived and only one had died.
When word came, it was a lot of screaming, shouting, and praising the Lord.
3 hours later, devastation. They learned the real news, that 12 had died and only one was alive. The lone survivor is in critical condition. Ben Hatfield of the International Coal Group blamed the miscommunication for the initial reports.
What happened is that through stray cell phone conversations, it appears that this miscommunication from the rescue team underground to the command center was picked up by various people that simply overheard the conversation.
When families learned what happened, they were crushed and angry. Some tried to attack company officials.
They were trying to get to them. They had guys piled on top of other guys trying to stop them.
At least 30 people are dead after a suicide bombing north of Baghdad. The attack occurred in the middle of a funeral procession. Crews in Texas battling wildfires are getting a red flag warning from the National Weather Service. Hot and dry weather. The first chance of rain is expected a week from Friday. Rhode Island has become the 11th state to legalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes.
With this new law, patients will be able to use the drug under a doctor's orders. Warren Dolbashian of Cranston, Rhode Island, says he no longer has to live in fear of using marijuana to help his Tourette syndrome.
It's like this big weight off my back where I can finally have the relief and not have to be constantly worrying about having the door busted down.
And Rhonda O'Donnell, a patient advocate with multiple sclerosis, says this gives her a new option.
Now that it's legal, I will try to see if it helps with my pain and stiffness.
Last summer, Republican Governor Don Cicchieri vetoed the bill, saying it would boost criminal activity and support an illegal drug trade. Carolyn Cronin, ABC News, Providence, Rhode Island.
This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gaston.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750-310.
Actress and singer Lindsay Lohan is said to be resting comfortably in a Miami hospital. The 19-year-old was hospitalized for a severe asthma attack. A California couple is in trouble with the law after their children were discovered apparently abandoned. ABC's Karen Chase explains.
They apparently believe the ad slogan.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
But a California couple's Sin City secret was blown when officials discovered their children, ages 5 and 9, home alone in San Ramon, left only with cereal and cell phones for survival. The parents had slipped away for a wild weekend of gambling in Vegas, baby.
Party under the moon and stars at Studio 54 inside MGM Grand.
Police say their cover was blown when one of their grandmothers called to wish them a happy new year.
After leaving several messages on those cell phones, no return calls were made by the parents.
The kids were unharmed, but the parents may be charged with child neglect. Karen Chase, ABC News.
After triple overtime, Penn State won last night's Orange Bowl. Michael Barr, ABC News.
And here's an update of WGNU News. This report is brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is concerned about the relationship between police officers and certain St. Louis residents. The American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri has announced plans to launch a program this summer giving video cameras to some North St. Louis residents. The mayor says he doesn't have a problem with the program as long as residents don't interfere with police activity. And Metro will hold a series of meetings beginning today to present riders with proposed changes to the region's bus service. Metro spokesperson Diane Williams says the meetings are meant to highlight changes that will be made to Metro Bus once the cross-county MetroLink extension project is completed.
Talking to people about what changes are going to happen with bus and how we're going to integrate that southern corridor.
The majority of Metro's 73 bus routes will be affected by the changes. A total of 17 public meetings will be held throughout the region. The first begins at 5:30 this evening at the East St. Louis Public Library. Another meeting will be held at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the University of Missouri St. Louis. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is asking Catholic Church leaders to take action against an accused priest living in University City. SNAP sent letters to St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke, Davenport Bishop William Franklin, and Jackson Bishop Joseph Latino about Father William Weebler. SNAP National Director David Cloese says Weebler uses his Santa Claus looks to attract neighborhood kids. Weebler was transferred to a church-run treatment center in Jefferson County after allegations surfaced in Davenport, Iowa. Weebler reportedly left the center in 2004 and moved into an apartment in the 700 block of Leland. He's also worked in Jackson, Mississippi. And the Department of Defense is confirming the death of a Granite City soldier in Iraq. 32-year-old Sergeant First Class Sean Dosti was killed in Baghdad on December 30th. When a roadside bomb exploded near his vehicle. Dosti was assigned to Fort Campbell, Kentucky with the 101st Airborne Division. That report of WGNU News was brought to you by Charter Communications. Bring your family to America's Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for a schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo part of your 2006 New Year's resolution. I'm Peyton Colston reporting for WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. With a look at this hour's traffic and weather, this hour's traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Southbound 270 at 370, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic jams near Lindbergh. Eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor, there's an accident. That's reported in the median. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, an injury accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic backed up all the way to 367. Northbound 55 between Weber and Arsenal, no problems. Report eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 40 from 270 McCausland looks good. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way in 270. Everything is on the move. Northbound 270 on either side of 44. You can expect slow conditions this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79 look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Cleats Landing. Look for very heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge is starting to stack up. Westbound 5570 from 40 all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. It is slow. Illinois 159 at Hollywood Heights. There's a report of an injury accident that's over on the east side. Route 47 at Commercial. Look for traffic lights not to be working there, so use caution. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you can find the source of the problem with their engine code scanning tool. Find out more at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For the rest of today, partly cloudy skies to mostly cloudy by this afternoon with a high around 55. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, colder, high around 40. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies once again with a high around 35. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 44 and clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember the saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and our guest on Wednesday, as always, is Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Maintaining.
All right. Still at home, but that's okay. Hopefully, 2 weeks from now it won't be the same.
That's what I'm hoping.
Well, let's talk about, Let's talk about magnet schools, Peter.
All right. There's some big changes in score for magnet schools. They've announced they're late getting out their magnet applications, but they announced on the applications that they're imposing a 35% neighborhood preference on magnet schools.
And can you do a little history for us, Peter, on what is a magnet school and why they're here and all of that?
Sure. 25 years ago is really when they started. They came out of the lawsuit charging the St. Louis Public Schools in the state of Missouri racially segregated education in St. Louis to provide inferior education to black children. And part of the court-ordered remedy was the establishment of 2930 magnet schools. These are schools that would have special programs to attract children from across the city, and they'd be filled by lottery, it being presumed that that way you wouldn't have any racial preferences.
And weren't there a certain number of seats that were set aside for white students as well?
There were, at that time, it was said that 35 to 45% of the seats would be for white students, and then the reverse, 55 to 65% would be for black students.
55 to 65 and 35 for white?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did they do with these magnet schools? Magnet schools pretty turned out to be the schools that kind of got everything, didn't they? Or aren't they?
They were. The support for them has fluctuated up and down, mm-hmm. over the 25 years. There were periods when they got a lot more money, better teachers than other schools. There have been more recent periods where they've gotten less money than other schools.
But
they each had a special program.
Mm-hmm. They were specialty schools.
They made them specialty schools, right. So you had, Kennard is well known as the gifted school. You had to score higher than a certain level on IQ tests to get into Kennard. At the elementary level, Shaw and Ames, middle school level Carr, were visual and performing arts school, central visual and performing arts as well. You had international studies schools, and so on. Each one had a particular focus, something that other schools wouldn't have.
And the purpose of these schools to attempt to remedy the racism that existed in the educational system.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So now we have this. Really undiscussed change, which is a 35% cut in the magnet program. I say it's a cut in the magnet program because the court order and the settlement that the district made with the court and with the plaintiffs in the suit to get out of court supervision mandated not just a certain number of schools, but mandated a certain number of seats. 14,400 seats in magnet schools.
For black kids or just total seats?
Total seats.
Okay.
And now this order cuts that total seat by 35%.
Who is in charge of overseeing whether or not the district adheres to the agreement that they made to get out from under the DSEG agreement?
Well, The plaintiffs, there's a group known as the Liddell plaintiffs. Minnie Liddell is dead now, but there's a group associated with her. And there was the NAACP was another plaintiff.
Well, the NAACP, we can't rely upon them to do anything simply because they're compromised. The head of their organization's job is an appointment from Francis Slay. So they're compromised.
Now, one of the local lawyer on the case was Bill Douthat.
Right.
And he now directs the Black Leadership Roundtable's Parent Empowerment Center.
So he's compromised as well.
And that's...
So those are the watch puppies.
Yes.
For the oversight to see if the rules are being followed.
Right, right. If the rules aren't being followed, they could go back to court and say, hey, this settlement we agreed to is being broken. And, Judge, we want you to tell the school district to live up to this settlement.
So the NAACP, have they issued a statement saying that they're in opposition to a 35% cut in the magnet program?
I'm not aware of any statement.
Attorney that is now working with the LAC Leadership Roundtable, has he issued a statement saying that we're not in compliance?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what this means. Not only are they making a 35% cut, but there's also another requirement that they're doing as well. besides the neighborhood. Yeah, that is a neighborhood type of if you live in the neighborhood. Then
right. Well, that's what makes it really a 35% cut in the magnet program is they're saying 35% of these seats will be reserved for neighborhood kids, just like any other neighborhood school.
And
why that's important is that there are 28 magnet schools remaining under the DSEG program, and only 7 of those are north of Delma.
And how far north of Delmar are they?
Not very far. Just to give you an example, for example, Soldan High School is a magnet school. It's 2 blocks north of Delmar. There's the Gateway Complex, which is Carr Lane Middle School, Gateway Elementary. They are 4 blocks north of Delmar. And there are really none more than that. The Montessori schools are about the same, about 4 blocks north of Del Mar. And as we had discussion and people call in on a previous program, the Montessori programs are being cut anyways.
Right.
Those are being eliminated. So it's hard to really call them magnet schools anymore. There's the brand new Career Center, which opened up in Grand Center, just about 1 block north of Del Mar.
So there are no schools that are in North St. Louis for real.
There are none. They're right on the border.
They're right on the border. Now, and contrast that, Peter, if you will. Contrast that to the number of magnet schools that are South, Mid-South, and Deep South.
Well, I'll give you an example of how far south they go. There's Lyon ABI, which is on near Stein Street in Alabama. It's about 8 blocks from the border with South County.
Wow.
There's
That's about as deep south as you can get.
Yeah. There's Bush AAA, which is on, I can't even find the name of that street then. Finkman, near Sulphur, and it is about 6 blocks from the River de Pere. That's about as south as you can get.
Yes.
You want to go a little farther north, but still in, you know, well south. There's a Mallinckrodt ABI, which is near Tillis Park. Kennard, which is that's a Potomac and Kings Highway. Cleveland is at Osceola and Grand.
Mm-hmm.
So there are quite a few that are...
Quite a few that are deep south and mid-south.
Yes.
And so I guess my question is that Craig Williams, and of course he's never been a superintendent before, so I guess we have to be the recipients of his freshman mistakes. Has Craig Williams brought up this issue of any concern about magnet schools? Not if we're going to say that if we're going to now give away 35% of the seats at magnet schools to neighborhoods, is there any discussion about resegregation of our magnet schools?
Not that I've heard.
How about from Darnetta Klingstell? I mean, Darnetta Shamo. What are we hearing from her?
Well, see, that's funny. This decision was never discussed at a board meeting.
What?
This is a major decision in how the school district is run, in how students are assigned, in the legal agreement the school district has made. And it was never discussed at a board meeting. And in St. Louis School Wash, we ran a letter from a parent who pointed out that she attended a couple of candidate forums in last year's election, and every single candidate who ran said magnet schools are the crown jewel of the school system, and we need to support them and strengthen the magnet school program. And so every candidate who ran last year, and you know, this is universal and you know, widely supported across the city, saying, yeah, we need to strengthen magnet programs. And then Craig Williams comes in and cuts them 35%.
Well, Craig Williams, with the support of Darnetta Shamel and
yes.
Jim Buford, Jim Slay, he gets their support. Have we heard either one of them talk about a concern about this? Because they're black candidates, and they're going to be running in North St. Louis as black candidates for black people. And my question is that have they articulated a concern that a 35% requirement for magnet schools to be neighborhood schools when most of the magnet schools are in South St. Louis and a lot of them are deep South St. Louis is a reduction of the number of black kids?
No, I have not heard any. Such concern from them, either in terms of we shouldn't do this, the exact reason you said, or in terms of if we're doing this, we need to move some of these magnet programs into the north, into all black neighborhoods. Because if we're going to have programs in all white neighborhoods, we need some in all black neighborhoods too.
And I guess my question, Peter, becomes. As a woman of African descent, I'm concerned about the selection process. If there is a decision that Kennard will be a 35% neighborhood student selection,
mm-hmm.
who will be making the selection? How will that selection process take place? Who gets to decide?
Well, that is still the.
Is it going to be the school?
Still the enrollment office of St. Louis Public Schools.
But how would you decide? How would we be able to monitor their decisions on which students get in through the 35% residency rule? We can't monitor.
I don't know. I don't know any way that you can monitor that.
And here's another issue: McKinley Junior High School. They call them middle schools now. McKinley Middle School is a feeder for Metro.
Yes.
If we're going to have these residency rules, then that kind of like defeats the whole feeder process, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because if we have a magnet
feeds
school
into McKinley, and McKinley feeds Metro.
Right.
And both schools, you have the preference. So there's Kennard students have preference for getting into McKinley. McKinley students have preference for getting into Metro.
And in terms of the, do you have to test into Metro?
There is a yes. I hesitate on that because they have last year, I think maybe the year before, they waived some of the test requirements in order to let certain people in.
Yeah, because I think that one of the board members' daughters got into Metro.
Yes.
As a result of a waiver.
Yes.
All right. Let me get to some of the calls here. Chuck, you have a question for Peter Downs?
Yes. Good morning,
Peter.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
And Liz?
Good morning.
How y'all doing this morning? I want to shoot a question at you, and I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. What is the name of the company that's supposed to take care of the custodial services for the public schools? The reason why I'm asking that question, I was at Sumner yesterday, about 9 in the morning or so, and had occasion to visit the men's room on the first floor there. Now, they just come off a winter break, and that was the most filthiest place I've ever seen in my life.
After winter break?
Yeah. And I'm wondering, what did they do?
Did you take pictures?
I didn't have a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have a camera phone.
Folks need to go into the schools and take these pictures, but thank you, Chuck, for that.
All right.
Yeah. Peter, this isn't the first observation, because it's not a complaint. It's an observation of how dreadful of a job, a non-job, that the company that the school board has hired is doing.
Right, and that company is Sodexo. And he's right. Yesterday was the first day back at school for the kids. Everything should have been spick and span.
That's fact. Peter.
You know, you never hear those complaints about schools south of Delmar having poor maintenance, lack of maintenance going on in them. But, you know, on the idea of the magnet school.
Wait a minute. Actually, one of the people, Vince Shaman, was talking about how raggedy the schools look like in his neighborhood after they hired Sodexo.
No.
Absolutely. There's no discrimination in terms of the lousy job that Sodexo is doing. It's across the board.
But, you know, I was going to ask, you know, magnet school was designed in order to attract Caucasian children back into the St. Louis Public School District, was it not?
One of the elements of it, absolutely.
Yeah, and the thing about it, is that if a black child is living outside the district in St. Louis County, they could not come back into the district in order to attend magnet schools, whereas white children could.
That's correct.
And I would go to bet that you say those, you have a majority of your magnet school is down in the southern portion of the city. Do we have white children coming out of South St. Louis County in order to sit in seats in the magnet schools in that area? I mean, what's the purpose? The majority of the population that's in South St. Louis are white children. Then you have magnet schools there that's able, well, you have white children that's in South County that's able to come into a white neighborhood school, which is predominantly white anyway, and take advantage of being able to attend a magnet school.
But here's the thing. With the requirements of the number of black children, there would still be a lot of black kids there.
So that's both out of the neighborhood, North St. Louis,
that
into
is correct.
South St. Louis.
That's correct. And also, but now, Peter, as a result of this rule that has never been discussed publicly, the public has never been involved in this decision, the school board has never discussed this publicly, we have a guy that we're paying $300,000 a year who's never been a superintendent in any place in the world before this making this decision, now as a result of this 35% residency, we will have fewer black kids. The schools will become what Francis Slay wants them to become and what Darnetta Shame, Klingsdale wants them to become, and that is all white.
This is an example of some poor leadership.
Well, it's worse than that.
And you mentioned an NAACP who have the nerve to have a county chapter also, which is just as worse.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And Peter, you were saying?
No, you're right. The schools will be whiter. You have more white kids in the schools because you get 35% set aside from the neighborhood. And the magnet program is, 65% of, do the math, two-thirds of two-thirds is less than half. So you got a smaller number of seats being reserved for black kids.
And then if we cut down on the busing component of it as well, that we don't have the facilities to, well, they may have the seats for the kids, but the kids may have to start getting themselves there somehow.
Right.
It's going to turn into an all-white school with there is additional money that comes to a magnet school, isn't there? Can there be? Can a magnet school apply for money that a regular school cannot?
There's no hard and fast rule on that. At a time, there was a separate magnet budget for magnet programs. There is not anymore.
Because
if you look at the money per school being spent the last couple of years, there's no order to it. Magnet schools
here's my question and my point, Peter. Simply because they're not doing it now, where most of the kids are magnet schools are black kids. The rules could be changed.
Absolutely.
To accommodate the new white baby bodies in these magnet schools.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I am talking to Peter Downs. We are taking a break, but we'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Dontrell Busby calling you from Laclede School, Becky Gray, Room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurey. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity Reign Supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Southbound 270 at 370, that accident's been cleared, but traffic still jams at Lindbergh. Westbound 270 at West Forest, and that accident's cleared. Traffic still jams at Lilac. Northbound 55 at Arsenal, there's an object on the roadway believed to be metal debris, and it's blocking two left lanes. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge all the way to 270, you've got slow traffic in the right lane approaching 270.
Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 is slow from Gravoy all the way to 44. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from 141, Mason, look for slow traffic. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, left lane is blocked. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing. Look for heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3, that ramp to Poplar Street Bridge is slow. Westbound 5570 at the 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 64 at Illinois Route 3 all the way into the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Route 47 at Commercial. Look for those lights not to be working. That's up in Winfield. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. The Air National Guard, guarding America and defending freedom. Prior military, join the Air National Guard and pick up where your benefits left off. For more info, go to goang.com. That's goang.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy skies today with a high around 55. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Thursday, partly sunny again, breezy and colder with a high only around 40. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And then on Friday, periods of sunshine, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high around 35. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear conditions and 43 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 44. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. It's up next. That follows these commercials. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
The St. Louis Art Museum at One Fine Arts Drive in Forest Park presents a high school workshop, Portfolio Prep. This day-long workshop takes place on Saturday, January 7th from 10 to 4. The $100 fee includes lunch. The fee is $75 for museum members. To register, visit slam.org or call 314-655-5298. Something for you from WGNU.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from Laclede School, second grade, from 209. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kuta Kinte knows his roots. His mother name is Dita, and his father name is Amaru. Kids has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
What a wonderful world.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Peter, let's go from the magnet school program to the thing that seems to have this district's full attention, Darnetta Klingstell's attention, and Craig Williams' attention, media attention.
Public relations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. And it's they're doing a lot of it. And I agree with you, it has their full attention. So they're denying that. And that's one of the curious things about this. Back on December 7th, school board member Bill Purdy submitted a request under Missouri Sunshine Law for information about public relations firms working with the school district. And he had to go to that level because he couldn't, even though he's a school board member, he couldn't get information any other way.
He submitted a sunshine request.
Yeah, so he submitted a sunshine request for any and all documents, information of public relations firms working with the school district and what it is they're supposed to be doing. On December 23rd, the school district sent him an answer. And one of the odd things about that is the date of their answer, and to every single thing he asked, they said, we don't have any information about that. He had six, seven questions about PR firms working with the district. And every single thing, I have here the exact quote. To every single question of his, the answer was, the district administration of the St. Louis Public Schools is not in possession of any documents that are responsive to this request. The saying is, we don't know. We don't have any information about this. But on that very same day, the Post-Dispatch ran an article on a public relations campaign, and they quoted Craig Williams.
And what did Craig Williams say?
Craig Williams said that part of the purpose of the campaign was because he needs help. People are coming at him from all directions.
What kind of PR help was he getting that Bill Purdy didn't get information about? Was there somebody hired?
Well, they laundered money through the St. Louis Community Foundation. And the Community Foundation hired a firm in New York.
At what cost?
Well, they got a total package. The Community Foundation is spending $450,000, almost $500,000. Work on public relations and to do an executive search to hire some more high-paid executives to work with Craig Williams.
Is it a coincidence that we're having a half a million dollar laundering effort by Francis Lay and Shamel and all right around the time that we're having a school board election?
No, not at all. They have produced a slick trifold pamphlet. It's about 14 inches by 20 inches, folded twice, which has their so-called covenant that came out with right before Thanksgiving.
The covenant where it was really more of a Klan meeting, because the only people that were invited were members of the school board, and press was not allowed, and the public was not allowed.
Right.
So,
right.
It's
invitation only.
Private invitation, covenant with the public.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they have that. They have their so-called strategy and goals. They talk about all the things they've done with...
And whose pictures are prominently displayed on this slick piece of PR?
I don't have it in front of me. I know they have some pictures of kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some board members, but they've had this is a piece that they've had Darnetta Klingscale carrying around to neighborhood association meetings. So, and it replicates word for word the claims that she makes in her campaign letters.
Really?
I've seen a fundraising letter she put out, and word for word, it repeats what's in this slick, it's the same as in the slick brochure that she takes around to neighbor association meetings.
Well, Jack Abramoff would be truly impressed with the laundering and money moving efforts and actions of Frances Slay and Darnetta Klingstell at all. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And this, in exactly 1 week from today, during your show, Darnetta Klingstell and Craig Williams will be taking the same piece to the RCGA, the Regional Chamber and Growth Association, to
basically
to prime the pump for corporate donations for her campaign.
And the RCGA is pretty scandal ridden as well.
Yes.
In terms of I don't know if it's money laundering, they did a whole lot of Craig Williams type of actions. They overpaid people that were not qualified for jobs.
Yeah, they hired a psychic to predict how the job market would go in St. Louis.
That's correct. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm talking to, let me get to a caller here, and then we'll take a break. Mary, you have a question or comment?
Good morning to both of you. Happy New Year. I like to say, those people, any way possible that the public vote these people, any way that these people can be recalled or whatever, or when they want to be elected, then they come with these lies and say they're going to do this and don't do that. And also, Liz, I think, I'm a retiree from the St. Louis Public School, and we finally got a raise out of 3 years.
But you have a new $2 million building that they're building for.
That's what I'm going to come to. Why are they taking our hard-earned money building this building over there on Grand and Olive? And Shane is on the trustee board. He snuck his way in until he got what he wanted.
How many meetings do you go to at your pension board?
I go to mostly all of them.
All right. Well, here's what your job for 2006 is. You need to take 10 people with you and start raising some cane down there. There needs to be a lawsuit filed against them, because if they made these moves without notifying your members, if they're spending your money without you knowing how they're spending it, y'all need to file a lawsuit against them.
And then another thing, and they're closing all the MAG. They want to put the MAG school on the South Carolina, because that's where I worked, and the custodian did a very good job, and now they got this outsource company. They're not doing no job. I ran into one of the custodians the other day, and when that man called and said the toilet was filth, I was shocked, because my granddaughter used to go over there.
All right.
The custodian used to do a bit. It just messed all up with slaves. And those board members, they need to get rid of them when the election time. They should remember, don't put them in, regardless of what they are, get rid of Craig Weed, because he's not qualified.
Thanks for your call, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, an election is coming up.
Yes, it is.
When is it?
This April, first Tuesday in April.
So there's an opportunity to say no to the people that either we have Darnetta. Darnetta Klingstell, who said yes to all of the madness, and then we have Jim Slay, who said nothing. I mean, those are the two people that the money is going to be following,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Peter, stay with us. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. And Peter, you're running, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209. Where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
Dogs say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Washington. The issue of domestic spying is more widespread than the Bush administration is disclosing. Administration insiders say not only is the National Security Agency eavesdropping on people, but so is the Pentagon, the FBI, Homeland Security, and a number of private contractors the government has hired. One former NSA member who quit after being frustrated says there's a concentrated effort to build dossiers on as many Americans as possible in a look-at-everything project. A few weeks ago, we told you about a program that was called Total Information Awareness. It was designed by Admiral John Poindexter years ago and was supposed to have been discontinued. But sources are indicating it is now being used again, and this time it's tracking financial, travel, and other data on Americans. This information then flows into another computer system which analyzes it for, quote, terrorist behavior patterns. So anyone who travels, has a bank account, uses charge cards, and has some type of credit history is in this system, which examines your spending habits and looks for changes in your routines. And Dateline London. The U.S. military is developing plans to build a high-tech bunker-style complex in Baghdad that's going to be even more secure than the Pentagon. No other information is being given out because of the terror threat in Iraq, but it's already probably going to be located inside the heavily fortified Green Zone area where the government and military command is already headquartered. British accounts say the complex will likely cost at least £1 billion and will have several hundred houses for government consuls and military officials. There will also be barracks for either soldiers or Marines to protect the biggest and most secure building America operates on foreign soil. There are also plans on the table for four extremely large military bases that are going to be placed in specific locations around the city of Baghdad. Bids for this project could be let out sometime later this year. This information comes just after Defense Secretary Rumsfeld indicated that a troop drawdown could start in 2006, but it also is signaling that America plans on being a presence in Iraq for a long, long time. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
More and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm.
IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love the African necklace I wore to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Casey Marshall from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, and welcome back, Peter Downs. Peter, we had one more issue that we were going to try to get to today.
Yes, the Roosevelt School.
That's correct.
Yeah, the Williams has announced plans for reforming Roosevelt School. They include really vacating one wing of the school and turning it into an alternative school within a school.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that has irritated a lot of teachers is that...
Well, I don't know. Let's try not to use the word irritated, because they're supposed to... teachers are supposed to be told.
Teachers are supposed to be told. And I got a letter here from a teacher who said that they were told about this 2 days before a letter was sent home to parents about it. But in the letter to parents, Williams claimed it was all the teacher's idea.
So he's just a congenital liar. He is just a congenital liar. This is an administration that constantly, who uses the public but doesn't talk to the public.
Yes. Yes.
So the parents were told that the teachers were involved in this decision, and the teachers had nothing to do with it.
And the teacher's saying, huh, we didn't hear about this until you just told us 2 days ago.
The teachers had nothing to do with the decision. They didn't sit the teachers down and the teachers weighed in on this. The teachers were told 2 days before Craig Williams, who's never been a superintendent anywhere, made this decision.
That's right. And even beyond that, Craig Williams came to the school and sent out an announcement saying, essentially said, stop complaining about these decisions. They stand. If you don't like them, you can go.
Bill Roberti has nothing over Craig Williams, does he?
It's the same attitude.
It's the same management style. It's the same way to manage. We're not interested in your input. We don't give a damn what you say. And if you don't like it, hit the bricks.
Right.
And these are about teachers and students.
Yeah, and just the teachers and students, yes.
And from a man who's never been a superintendent anywhere before. It's not even like Craig Williams is walking in with 75 years worth of experience. He has none. And he's saying, I don't want to hear from you all. That's really scary. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's very scary. And it's, quite frankly, the bookstores, TV, radio, they're filled with management books and advice, because all these management schools doing stuff. And it contradicts everything about good management.
Wow. So what are the changes that that Craig, who's never been a superintendent anywhere, is making?
Well, like I said, they're going to turn a wing of the school into an alternative school without giving any additional resources to it, apparently. They're supposed to be, they've told the teachers and parents there will be community service as part of it, but they have not set that up yet. They're going to introduce new... curriculum from Kaplan in there, but they haven't shown teachers what's involved in it yet. And there's There are some Kaplan curriculum they're using in the high schools now, which are widely criticized by teachers, and that's something else William said. If you don't like it, leave. Because it's the kind of thing they say teachers can spend no more than 93 minutes talking about the U.S. Constitution.
Huh?
And I know you have show after show that deals with issues related to the Constitution. The spying on citizens that was just in that news break.
So the teacher can only talk about it for 93 minutes.
93 minutes. In the whole 4 years of high school, you got 93 minutes on the U.S. Constitution.
Excuse me, that's for a year?
Yes.
That's for a year?
Yes.
And how much did the district pay for this Kaplan program?
We are paying, I don't know the exact amount, I know we are paying several million dollars for this Kaplan program.
Oh, sweet Jesus. All right. Well, Peter, what do we have coming up? We have 30 seconds here.
We have 30 seconds. Next Tuesday, January 10th, school board administrative meeting at 7 o'clock, room 801, room 108 of 801 North 11th.
7 o'clock at night.
Yes.
All right.
Following Tuesday will be the regular board meeting at Carr Lane School at 7 o'clock at night.
Peter Downs, thank you so much. And you will not be with us next week.
That is right. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back at you right after this news break.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU. Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr.
How do you reconcile those lives up there? That's a tremendous waste of life.
Friends and relatives of 13 coal miners trapped in a West Virginia coal mine first were happy. They initially got the word that 12 had survived and one had died. That changed 3 hours later. It was the other way around. 12 had died and only one survived. The head of the mining company blamed a miscommunication between the rescue crew and the command center. ABC Sonia Crawford has more.
But there's a lot of anger, some of it directed at the mine officials, some of it directed at the media. And people are pointing fingers, and even though the governor, the mine company officials are saying it's not the time to point fingers, that what we should be happy about is the fact that one miner did survive and was brought out, still people do want to blame somebody. They are angry.
The sole survivor is listed in critical condition. A suicide bomber attacked a funeral procession north of Baghdad. ABC's Heather Nauert is in Baghdad and tells us 30 people were killed.
During the funeral, mortars were fired at mourners, and they sought cover in a nearby cemetery. That's when a suicide bomber wedged his way into the crowd and detonated an explosive vest, according to Iraqi officials.
In central Afghanistan, suspected Taliban militants have beheaded a school headmaster. Former Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff is expected to plead guilty in a Miami fraud case today. He pleaded guilty to 3 counts in Washington yesterday, and that could make some lawmakers in Washington nervous if Abramoff starts naming names.
More than a dozen members of Congress may be targeted in the corruption probe fueled by Abramoff's plea deal. Among those who took all-expense-paid trips to the Super Bowl, Scotland, or the South Pacific are Ohio Republican Bob Ney and former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Although a former DeLay aide's wife was paid $50,000 by Abramoff clients, his attorney says DeLay did nothing wrong.
ABC's Pam Coulter. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm updating my appliances. Number 3, I survived the holidays, but my oven didn't. Number 2, no matter what I do, my refrigerator still freezes lettuce. And number 1, there's a $150 gift card with my name on it.
Now till January 18th at the Home Depot, you can get up to a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail on appliances over $299. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Larry King here with the sounds of winter. How can you help protect your immune health when you're surrounded by this? Do what I do. Take Ester C every day. The clinically proven vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours. Strengthen your defenses. All winter long. With immune protection. Advanced protection. Ester C.
Look for an Ester C coupon in this Sunday's paper.
A tiny village in West England is virtually under siege by dozens of wild boar hunters. ABC's Linda Alban in London explains why.
The Boer War is about to be fought on the moors and in the narrow lanes of the tiny village of Anstey in the west of England. Dozens of wild boar, apparently released by animal activists, are on the loose, terrifying the local postmistress as well as the landlady of the Jubilee Inn. Wild boar expert Dr. Martin Goulding says the beasts, which weigh about 400 pounds each and come equipped with razor-sharp tusks, can be aggressive when stressed.
They are quite tetchy, slightly unpredictable, very placid if left alone, but if you start winding them up, anything can happen, really.
Hunters on horses with hounds are hoping to round up the boar, but Goulding warns they may fight back. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
Remember the Bigfoot craze years ago? It's back, this time in Malaysia. One reported sighting in a southern rainforest. According to one man, he saw a 10-foot-tall hairy ape standing on two legs. Michael Barr, ABC News.
It's time for an update of WGNU News. This report is brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says he wants police and St. Louis residents to work together in order to make a better community. The American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri will soon launch a program giving certain North St. Louis residents video cameras in order to record police activity. Mayor Slay says the ACLU is entitled to do just that.
I think it's important, though, that whoever's carrying these cameras do not interfere with what the police is doing. What's really important is there really needs to be trust between the police department and the people in the neighborhoods. They need to be able to work together to address crime. If they're at odds or portrayed as working on opposite ends, it's not going to be effective.
Slay says he hopes this is done in a way to help improve police service with the understanding that the police have a hard job to do. The ACLU says all participants taking part in the camera program will be screened. The program is set to begin this summer. In other news, the Department of Defense is confirming the death of a Granite City soldier in Iraq. 32-year-old Sergeant First Class Sean Dosti was killed in Baghdad December 30th when a roadside bomb exploded near his vehicle. Dosti was assigned to Fort Campbell, Kentucky with the 101st Airborne Division. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports 7 fatalities on Missouri roadways during the New Year's holiday. That figures down from 12 deaths over last New Year's. Among the 7 deaths were 2 in the St. Louis area. 41-year-old Vivica Neely was struck and killed on Highway 40 in St. Louis on New Year's Eve as she stood outside her vehicle. 17-year-old Edward Struther died early Monday morning when his vehicle overturned on Highway 44 in South County. The Christmas Day explosion and fire may lead to criminal charges. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the apartment fire in the 800 block of Hamilton was caused by a gas leak from an illegal hookup. The tenant in that apartment, Michael McGee, was severely burned and has since died. Police say they do not believe McGee was responsible for that illegal hookup. And finally, the Survivors Network of those abused by priests is asking Catholic church leaders to take action against an accused priest living in University City. SNAP sent letters to St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke, Bishop William Franklin of the Davenport Diocese, and Bishop Joseph Latino of the Jackson Diocese about Father William Weebler. SNAP National Director David Cloese says Weebler uses his Santa Claus-like looks to attract neighborhood kids.
Asking that they aggressively reach out to anybody who might have been victimized by him so that anyone who's hurting can get help, and encourage anybody who might have witnessed his crimes or suspected his crimes to contact law enforcement. Unlike some of these predator priests, Father Weebler is clearly still working hard to be around kids.
Weebler was transferred to a church-run treatment center in Jefferson County after allegations surfaced in Davenport, Iowa. Weebler reportedly left the center in 2004 and moved into an apartment in the 700 block of Leland. That report of WGNU News was brought to you by Charter Communications. Bring your family to America's Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo, presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for a schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo part of your 2006 New Year's resolutions. I'm Peyton Colston, WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain, West Florissant. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge and 270. Slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at Gravois and 44. Everything is slow there. Eastbound 70 at 79. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 70 at 94. There's road construction. Left lane is closed. Northbound 55 between Green Park and Potomac. Look for everything to be on the move this hour. Westbound 40 between Clinton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way to the gravel pit. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. It is slow. Westbound 5570 from 64 to the PSB. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. It is slow there as well. Route 47 at Commercial. Look for those lights not to be working. That's up in North St. Charles County. Natural Bridge at Garrison, there's a report of a person struck, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carey today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today.
Well,
Welcome back to the wake-up call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding, Mac.
Just heard breaking news, CNN, suicide bomber just killed 40 people in the middle of a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Not weapons of mass destruction.
Well,
suicide bomber.
Well, here's the thing, Mac. George W. Bush has a, boy George has a skip in his step. He has a new attitude because the polls went up a little bit, after the so-called elections in Iraq.
Yeah.
And he feels that he can do anything. He's back in the game of it. He's going to be on the offensive talking about the Iraq war more and more because apparently his people and the numbers are telling him that if he stays on that American people are going to believe him. I believe that it's the onus, the responsibility of telling the truth out here is on the media. The elections are tainted. There are people that are boycotting the election results. The bombings have gone up. More people have died after this election. It's awful over there, and the media is not reporting that.
Well, it's one more thing I want to ask you, and maybe you know better than me. I'm looking at this Bolin News of West Virginia, these miners that were trapped in that mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been listening to news coming out of Iraq, and I have always tried to tell people that you can't pay the news media, too much attention to what they say. Now, I always figured that for that magnitude of people, for 3 hours, those people thought that their loved one was living. I always thought that only ones that could declare someone have deceased in the magnitude was the medical examiner or the medical doctor. And what I'm hearing is they got the news from a mine worker.
Well, no, they got the news from the people that own the mine.
Yeah, that's from own the mine.
Right.
Has no medical experience.
Oh, come on. I mean, if the people that are looking for your husband say your husband's alive, you're not going to say, let me talk to the doctor. You're going to believe them.
Right.
And it
went all over the world.
Well, yeah.
And it was wrong information.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. Well, see, I think the bigger story, this bigger story is not that they gave the wrong, no, that the information that they gave was misinterpreted. They didn't, and they were not clear of that no one was alive. And they didn't, they let people go for 2 hours without clearing that up. The bigger story, and to me, my concern is that people are going to get caught up in the screwed up news story as opposed to the real important news story. Is all of the citations, the dozens and dozens of citations that this company has received, or the words from the family members, the family members who lost their loved ones, that their loved ones had reported these this excess gas in the mine before they went down. That's the story. The story isn't that they screwed up whether or not the miners were alive or dead. The story is why the miners are dead because of their screw ups.
Oh yeah.
That, to me, that's what the story is.
Okay, then.
All right,
have
man.
A beautiful day.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. D.
The very top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you. You know, you had a caller this morning at 6:25.
Yes, ma'am.
Scott, I just want to take time to welcome him to the class.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult being a freshman in an advanced political science class. I want him to just hang in there and he'll catch up to the rest of us.
Honestly.
But tell me this. Are you actually trying to tell us that they stole the election?
Yes, they did.
Thank
yes,
you, Dr. Brown.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Doris?
Hi, Liz.
Yes, good morning.
I have to agree with you. The story isn't so much about the lack of communication or the misinterpretation. It's more that they had so many infractions.
That's
you know?
Right. That's mm-hmm. right. And that's why those men died.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I keep wondering, why do they center on this rather than on the fact that, yes, we have 12 people who died, And we need to find out what happened.
And we need to truly examine the conditions and the lawlessness of the place where they were working. They didn't have to die.
Exactly. Okay, thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Doris. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And again, my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And also, here's something else. If you've missed an hour, you can go get an hour, and you can do that at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. At the end of each hour today and all the rest of this week, we're going to be playing a compilation of little excerpts from some of the shows that we did this throughout the year 2005. And here's what you can do. Many of those shows are archived. And you can go to my website and check out some of the voices that you hear on the compilations that Joe has put together for an end of the year tribute to the show. And by tomorrow, we will have up on the website my favorite shows from 2005, including the show that we won the Wake Up Call won the award for, and some of the shows that I think that really, really define what this show is all about. So you'll be able to check in at the website and check out some of those shows as well and my thoughts on some of those shows. Also, don't forget to check out the Kona Stowe at lizbrown.com. Well, let me do this. I want to switch gears here. We've talked about the spying on American citizens by this government, this administration. What many of you may not know is, because we're hearing from this administration, I gotta give the devil his props. They find a defense and they stick to it. Kind of like Craig Williams, the incompetent that's running the St. Louis Public Schools, you know, the guy that's never been a superintendent in any place in the world and is getting paid $300,000 to do it. $300,000, and he's never been a superintendent in any place in the world. His defense about the incompetent decisions that he makes, he can't help it. What's the name of that movie? The girl can't help it. Boy can't help it. Competent decision after incompetent decision. The buildings are crumbling because the hundreds of millions of dollar firm that you've hired doesn't do maintenance. His excuse?
They were like that before I got here.
Fights in Vashon.
They were like that before I got here.
Okay. Poor attendance.
They were like that before I got here.
Okay, then why did we hire you? I mean, he found a great excuse, and he's sticking with it. Just like Boy George. The new defense that he has about spying on Americans, Congress knew about it before I did it. Congress said yes. Okay, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Congress didn't know about it, but he's found his hook, just like Craig. Never been a superintendent any place in the world, but pay me $300,000 to do the job, and if I don't do it, I get to blame it on everybody else. What a great gig. Lord have mercy, what a great gig. So now we have the excuse of from Boy George that for spying on Americans, Congress said okay. Well, let me share some information with you. The New York Times broke a story last month, right? That would be the month of December, that George Bush authorized the NSA to intercept emails on Americans without getting a warrant. The New York Times also reported that former Deputy Attorney General James Comey refused to sign off on the program in March 2004. Huh. It's okay. It's legal. George W. Bush, Boy George, is telling us that it's legal, and Congress knew about it, and Congress agreed to it. They agreed to it, and it's legal. Huh. The Deputy Attorney General refused to sign off on the program. Huh. Why would that be? Could it be because it's illegal? Could it be? He said, no, I'm not going to sign off on this. No, 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 no. It's illegal. What did Boy George do? They ran to Attorney General John Ashcroft. You know, the guy that got beat by the dead man. John Ashcroft, former governor John Ashcroft, got beat by the dead man. Former Senator John Ashcroft got beat by the dead man. They ran to John Ashcroft to get him to sign off on it. And then they, Ashcroft was in the hospital because he was having gallbladder surgery. And even, and I just want you to feel this, y'all. I really want you to feel me on this. John Ashcroft, who brought us the Patriot Act. John Ashcroft, who tripped over the fact that breasts were on a statue of justice and had her covered up, burkered her. John Ashcroft, who loves him some death penalty past his heart. John Ashcroft that has never said no. John Ashcroft didn't sign off on this when Andrew Card brought it to him. Do you hear me? So, and I just want to pose this question to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I just want to pose this question. Feel me on this. Feel me on this. If John Ashcroft, who brought you the Patriot Act in all of its lawlessness, the Patriot Act that has united people who despise each other, I'm talking about the ACLU and the NRA, are both united in their opposition to the Patriot Act. John Ashcroft was down with the Patriot Act. If John Ashcroft had hesitations, reservations, resistance to this request from George W. Bush to allow spying on Americans without a warrant, how bad do you think it is? How bad do you think it is? And if John Ashcroft had reservations on this, what member of Congress do you think said, yeah, I'm down with it? John Ashcroft had reservations on it. So there are two points here. One, for George W. Bush to say that it's legal when John Ashcroft, who was the attorney general at the time and who had to give his permission in order for this to get the go-ahead, he said, I'm not comfortable with this. And if the deputy attorney general, James Comey, said, no, I'm not doing it, how can George W. Bush look us in the face and say that this is illegal? This is legal. .454-0400 is my phone number. .454-6609 is my fax. And here is a story that is out of AP. Good golly, Miss Molly, holy moly, what's up, Doc? An article in the Associated Press that uses the I word, and I read the sentence because it is important. If Congress finds that the NSA program is illegal, the question becomes whether George W. Bush has committed an impeachable offense. And George W. Bush also said in Buffalo, New York, 2 years after He said that the NSA could spy on American citizens without a warrant. He said, and I quote, "Anytime you hear the U.S. government talking about a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so, huh? Huh? The onus, the obligation, the responsibility for this is on all of us. There is no excuse for my government spying on me. There's no excuse. There is no excuse. We've been at war before. We've been attacked on American soil before. Americans have died at the hands of terrorists before. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say if, there's a little asterisk that says, if our country is attacked from a foreign, on U.S. soil, that the Constitution no longer applies. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Constitution. An AP story in the year 2006. Is using the I word. So I guess let us say that the year 2006 begins with the murmur, the whisper of impeachment. And in the words of Boy George, bring it on. Bring it on. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. 454-0400 is the phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. We got stuff to talk about.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. You better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You gotta let him go. We wanna do things my way.
Morning, St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River Bridge and 270 is slow in the right lane as you approach 270's exits. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, look for everything to be flowing freely. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way to St. Charles Rock Road looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, traffic is easing. Westbound 255 at Telegraph and Lemay Ferry, no problems to report there. Westbound 70 at 94, road construction has left lane closed. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain all the way into Old Halls Ferry, look for heavy volumes going on due to an earlier accident. Northbound 55 from Daylith to 44, no problems to report. Westbound 40 from McCausland to Hanley is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 to the gravel pit is easing after an earlier incident involving a struck deer. Westbound 5570 between 4th Street and the PSB and the stop and go. Route 47 at Commercial, look for those traffic lights not to be working. That's up in North St. Charles County. They're on red flash. Clarkson at Manchester and Marsh, there's a report of an injury accident. Westbound Natural Bridge in Springdale, look for road construction. Right lane is closed. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you'll find the source of the problem with their engine code scanning tool. Find out more at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 55. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder with a high only around 40 Thursday evening. Look forward to partly cloudy skies, low around 25. Then on Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 35.
Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny conditions but breezy, we have 45 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 46. The wind gusts are coming out of the northwest at about 18 miles per hour, so bundle up. It's a little deceiving. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, 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 from a bottom jack, 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 plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchip, chip, chip, and I burn, burn, burn all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarian.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Don, good morning.
This is John. How you doing, Ms. Brown?
Hi, John. How are you?
Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you.
Okay, Ms. Brown. Okay, I was listening to White Rose Society last night, and you was talking about military resistance. Got a story for you.
Well, and let me bring people up to speed. That I was talking about this yesterday about how more and more soldiers are either doing the conscientious objector. There's some soldiers that are shooting themselves and going to the stockades because of it, having their cousins shoot them. And then there are also other soldiers out there that are resisting through religious reasons, becoming Buddhist or whatever.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, you know I'm in the military, and I was assigned to the 10th Psychological Operations Company there in St. Louis. And
where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from New Orleans.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and this unit is in Jefferson Barracks, and basically it's like probably, I would say, about 5% African-American soldiers. You know, the recruiters, they really don't recruit African-Americans for this particular unit because of the agenda, okay? And I had a problem with this unit from day one because, first of all, it's a very, very racist unit.
What's the agenda of the unit, John?
The agenda is they go around the world and they spread propaganda. Basically, they go around and they do literature, pass out leaflets, and, you know, pretty much they do loudspeaker broadcasting. Basically, trying to change people's perception of the military and, I guess, the United States. Okay, so, like I said, while we were in Iraq, I had a lot of racial problems with this unit. And basically, what it came down to, we were having a conversation about Halliburton, and we were also having a conversation about the Carlyle Group. And in retaliation, well, I was having this conversation with a few of the soldiers that was working up under me. Basically, what the commander did, the commander tried to bring me up on charges for uninitiated, that's subversion and espionage directed against the United States Army. And all of this is documented. Like I said, I went through hoops and loops through the Public Affairs Office with Department of the Army, and also went through hoops and loops with the Public Affairs Office in my command to even be able to talk about some of the stuff that went on over there.
I think that maybe one of the shows that I will do in this upcoming year is the different people talk about that. There are some people that make the assertion that we're all the same here in the United States, whether we are black or white or yellow or red. We're all the same because we're all Americans. But the reality is that it is very, it's psychologically, it is difficult, if not impossible, for people that look like you, people that look like me, people of African descent, people of Native Americans, to be part of to have the enthusiasm for, or to be part of a program that promotes, that's part of the propaganda of asserting the superiority of America.
You know, Ms. Brown,
you can't. Because you know that those are the lies that were brought to your people and told
right.
on your people. Now you're out in somebody else's country telling those lies despite the history that you have running through your veins.
You know, Ms. Brown, you know, the military is more racist now. I've been in the military for a while, and I've seen so much racism in the military. It's like the military, they have a zero tolerance policy on everything but discrimination in my eyes. In my eyes and a lot of other African-American soldiers' eyes, because I think that more or less because they're not getting the numbers of African-American soldiers in uniform like they were in the past, I think that that's got a lot to do with the way that they look at us. And I just think that, I mean, I would like to talk to you a lot more about it. But basically what it boils down to is this psychological operations company, they don't recruit blacks. And I had that conversation. I had a conversation with recruiters when I was stationed there. Because
wait a minute. But they can't recruit black people, can they?
They can. But like I said, but what the excuses that they keep using is that blacks are not smart enough to be in this particular unit. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You know what it is? It's the same thing that the reason why there had to be a law created, John, in the legal system, a law called, it's called the Batson Rule, but it's a law.
Right.
And the Batson Rule is a rule that says that any time a prosecutor strikes off of a jury during the jury selection a person of African descent, they have to give a reason, a racially neutral reason for getting rid of them.
Right.
Why? Because prosecutors prior to the Batson rule were striking black people off the jury panel. Why? Because they were not so smart? No. Because they didn't want black people on the jury because they knew they couldn't play their racism card. The embedded piece of racism that is in most of America, that when they bring a white cop up to testify, that the white cop is given not only the idea of honesty, but the expectation that he would never lie about something that a black person did.
Right.
So that's the same thing that this psychological ops company is saying. They're saying that it's because black people aren't smart, but really, I believe in all honesty, it's because black people are not going to push with the same racist enthusiasm the superiority of white America over the natives of Iraq, Iran, or any other country with people with brown skin.
You know, and the thing about it is, you know, this whole, I mean, I like I said, this subversion and espionage directed against the army. I mean, even today, I mean, I'm kind of paranoid because I'm like, wait a minute, are they looking at me like I'm some kind of spy in the military?
Isn't that twisted?
I mean, because this stuff is documented.
Mm.
It's documented. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, how can one person bring a charge like that against me? You know, and the thing, and being that we're in this whole war fighting mode, and who's a terrorist, you're a terrorist. I mean, are they looking at me like I'm a terrorist now? Mm. Are they spying on me? Or are my phones being tapped? I don't know these things because, like I said, when they document stuff and they put subversion and espionage directly against the Army into your military record, it follows you.
Thank
it's going to follow me outside the military. I know it is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU, revolution at lizbrown.com. Stay with me.
For the mayor. For the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships. For the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip. For the millions who jumped overboard. For the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, picked the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drums. For the millions, for the millions.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Bangkok. The government of Thailand has signed an intent agreement with Russia to purchase a dozen fighter jets for about $500 million. Thailand had agreed to buy the fighters last December, but the deal was put on hold because of the effects of the tsunami in the South Pacific area. The deal will also include delivery of an unknown number of Russian helicopters. Part of the purchase will be financed by Thailand delivering various products it produces to Russia and then having them resold on international markets. This deal is a little unusual because Bangkok has always been a good customer with the United States, and this is quite a departure. And Dateline Baghdad. It's a new year, but the slaughter is the same in Iraq. Word today that a new series of terror explosions have killed over 40 people. The most deadly took place in a relatively quiet town about 60 miles northeast of Baghdad. A suicide bomber made his way into a funeral procession for a relative of a local Shiite leader and killed at least 30 people. In Baghdad, 5 people were killed when a bomber struck an Iraqi police patrol at a checkpoint that was set up to look for the sister of the Iraqi interior minister who was kidnapped a few days ago. 2 more Iraqis died and several were wounded when a bomber struck in Kirkuk near a police academy at a time when American soldiers were passing by in armored vehicles. And in yet another attack, a group of insurgents armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades ambushed several dozen fuel tankers north of Baghdad, destroying 20 of the trucks. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Once upon a time, in a small cottage, lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house!
Exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Kevin, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to talk about the previous caller, about the military, and why blacks go to certain positions in the military.
Okay.
You have something called mission and standards, because there's plenty of smart black people in the military. I was a recruiter. And you can have a mission, like in black neighborhoods, the mission of the military is to put us as infantry, regardless of our GT scores. I think it's ASFAS now. I don't know what it is now. But it was GT scores when I was in. And even though a black person would score extremely high, they would force us on this mission to recruit them to infantry, because numbers meant nothing. It's a mission in numbers. Even though your mission would be, we need to get 12 infantry men in that month. So if you got 12 scientists or 24 scientists out the black neighborhood, you didn't make mission, which means you failed. And that's what's going on. And how you combat that is that, you know, the parents need to be with the son or daughter if they will join the military to find out what their scores are and what they qualify for. Because you can override the recruiter And that's the problem. It has nothing to do with us. They think we're stupid or anything. What it is this mission is in numbers.
Well, yes, it does have to has to do with the intellectual assessment of people of African descent. Why is it that they're looking for infantry from black people?
Because it's hard to feel. White people won't join at a high enough rate. So they have to fill their gap.
I understand, but still, again, it's kind of like the argument about why there aren't any black quarterbacks. Well, there used to be the argument why there aren't any black quarterbacks. There is the underlying understanding, the underlying belief, the underlying worldview that certain people, based upon their skin color, should be put in this lesser place. Infantry is lesser than other things.
Okay, you know what, Liz? I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying is that I don't think black white people think we're stupid. I think they think we're super intelligent. That's why they treat us the way they treat us.
Because
they're afraid of us.
I think that their fear, I don't think... If you say that people who are
people in power.
Well, no, okay, that's not what I'm saying. If you say that people who are racist, one of the elements of racism is the feeling of, the understanding of, the belief of superiority. Whether it is, despite the fact that it's not based on any kind of facts. So how do you get to that position of superiority? You don't get to that, a belief of superiority. You don't get to that place of belief of superiority without saying that another person, and without believing that another person is inferior. Is there some psychological craziness going on within the psyche of a racist? Yes. Is there fear there? Yes. But there's also the belief, however irrational, however insane, that there is superiority there.
You know what, Liz? I know they know that we are very superior. You know, and I believe the way we get treated is because we are superior. They don't believe that we're not, especially in sports. The reason we weren't quarterbacks, because we would dominate like we're doing now. Mm-hmm. It'd be like basketball. They're trying to keep positions for themselves. And when it comes to intellect, they know how intelligent we are. And that's that fear. You know, that's their fear. Now, they can sit here and I know that's the argument out there that it's because they have this psychological problem with us.
I'm not saying that there's a psychological problem.
You know what, Liz, I agree with you.
I ain't saying it's a problem I completely disagree with the school of thought that racism is some kind of mental illness.
It's
bull.
Not.
Bull. Baloney. Baloney.
Right. Have a good day. I agree with you. I would just like black people to know if you will allow your child to go to the military, you need to be there.
All right, and you're absolutely right. Thanks for that.
Have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to find out, we're going to play, as we will do for the rest of this week, at the end of each hour, we're going to play a compilation of clips from shows that we have done throughout the year 2005, kind of a wake-up call, Liz Brown, trip down memory lane. And if you want to hear more of these interviews, more of the clips, the interviews from which these clips were taken, go to my website, lizbrown.com, and check out some of them. We have Cindy Sheehan. We have all kinds of wonderful interviews. We have Mike Farrell from MASH. Remember that interview? We have that as well. Go to lizbrown.com, lizbrown.com, if you want to hear these interviews in their entirety. Enjoy. I'll be back in the next hour.
And who is in charge of the laboratories and even the Centers for Disease Control propagandists? I call them the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel.
If you have a credit card, if you have a telephone, you buy a car, HMOs, summer camps, pet grooming, nursing homes, you name it. In virtually all consumer contracts, there are clauses that require you to give up your right to go to court.
Then you don't have to go wild to hunt. You don't even have to go to one of these canned hunting ranches. You can just shoot from the comfort of your home or your office, and then they'll have someone on site to collect the animal if the animal doesn't escape wounded.
And it's no coincidence, Liz, that ExxonMobil has posted after-tax profits of $74 billion.
That's with a B.
That's B, $1 billion since George Bush took office.
The most important thing to understand about the bankruptcy bill and the fight for it by the credit card companies over the last eight years or so is that it's been built on a big myth. And that big myth is that people are going into bankruptcy because they're spending money on frivolous things.
So whether you're shopping or whether you're working, no matter what you're doing, you use biometrics to identify yourself, and then your account is accessed either to put money in for that day of work or take money out for whatever you've just purchased.
Well, buried in the No Child Left Behind Act, which passed with all kinds of fanfare several years ago, was a provision that required schools, Section 9528, required schools to give recruiters the name and the address and the phone number of all the students.
And he was asked by interrogators the exact same questions over that period that U.S. officials had been asking when he was in U.S. detention. And the Syrian officials actually came forward and said, we are holding this man at the request of the U.S. government.
That some people facing execution may in fact still be conscious, they would experience a deep burning sensation and would actually be paralyzed and unable to react in any way.
There's an expectation that members of the Congressional Black Caucus will be together on every single issue, and that's certainly not the case because we represent different districts.
...920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr.
After having spent a lot of time with these families and getting to share in their joy with the good news, and then to have it fall apart so quickly was just devastating.
Red Cross spokeswoman Jana Zinner, as family and friends of the 13 trapped West Virginia coal miners learned the horrible news. 12 had died and one had survived. Hours earlier, they were told the opposite, that only one person had died. A coal mining official said there was a miscommunication between the rescue crews in the mine and the command center. The only survivor, 27-year-old Randall McCloy, is listed in critical condition with a partially collapsed lung. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin on ABC's Good Morning America.
Let's remember we do have one miracle, and we're very, very thankful for that.
Former Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff is expected to plead guilty today to a fraud case in Miami. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to 3 federal counts of mail fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. In exchange, Abramoff has agreed to cooperate in the corruption probe that threatens lawmakers on Capitol Hill. ABC's Pam Coulter has more.
More than a dozen members of Congress may be potential targets in the corruption probe fueled by Jack Abramoff's plea deal with prosecutors. Investigators are looking into what politicians may have done in return for free trips to the Super Bowl, Scotland, and the South Pacific. The first lawmaker to fall victim to bribery charges may be Ohio Republican Bob Ney, who court papers allege backed legislation and tried to influence administration officials on Abramoff's behalf. Ney says he was a victim of Abramoff's fraudulent activities. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
It has been a violent day in Iraq. At least 50 people are dead. In one attack, 30 people were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite funeral north of Baghdad. In central Afghanistan, Taliban militants are suspected of beheading a teacher. It is the latest in a string of attacks on Afghan teachers and schools. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm updating my appliances. Number three, I survived the holidays, but my oven didn't. Number two, no matter what I do, my refrigerator still freezes lettuce. And number one, there's a $150 gift card with my name on it.
Now till January 18th at the Home Depot, you can get up to a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail on appliances over $299. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Larry King here with the sounds of winter. How can you help protect your immune health when you're surrounded by this? Do what I do. Take Ester C every day, the clinically proven vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours. Strengthen your defenses all winter long with immune protection, advanced protection. Ester C.
Look for an Ester C coupon in this Sunday's paper.
New credit card rules went into effect on New Year's Day. It's good in the long run, but it doubles the size of your minimum monthly bill. ABC's Betsy Stark has more.
Under the old rules, it would take 48 years and $21,000 in interest to pay off the typical $9,000 credit card debt. By doubling the minimum payment, that same debt is paid off in 14 years at $4,800 in interest.
It has been around for 136 years. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus kicks off another season tonight in Tampa. ABC's David Blaustein has more.
Kenneth Bell, chairman and producer of Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, says the greatest show on earth wanted to make the circus a more personal experience for the audience. The new format even includes a giant high-definition TV screen.
The video gives you a look at a performer's face. It's almost like everyone is in the first row.
The three-ring format was first introduced by Barnum and Bailey in 1881.
The Rose Bowl is tonight. Michael Barr, ABC News.
It's time for a WGNU News Report. This update is brought to you by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News. Taking a look at the news, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is asking Catholic Church leaders to take action against an accused priest living in University City. SNAP sent letters to St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke, Davenport Bishop William Franklin, and Jackson Bishop Joseph Latino about Father William Weebler. SNAP National Director David Cloese says Weebler uses his Santa Claus looks to attract neighborhood kids. Weebler was transferred to a church-run treatment center in Jefferson County after allegations surfaced in Davenport, Iowa. Weebler reportedly left the center in 2004 and moved into an apartment in the 700 block of Leland. He's also worked in Jackson, Mississippi. In other news, Metro will hold a series of meetings beginning today to present riders with proposed changes to the region's bus service. Metro spokesperson Diane Williams says the meetings are meant to highlight changes that will be made to Metro Bus once the cross-county MetroLink extension project is completed. The majority of Metro's 73 bus routes will be affected by the changes. A total of 17 public meetings will be held throughout the region. The first begins 5:30 this evening at the East St. Louis Public Library. Another meeting will be held 4 tomorrow afternoon at the University of Missouri St. Louis. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay and others are encouraging the St. Louis community to get fit. Mayor Slay yesterday announced details for the second annual Charter Communications Get Hooked on Health Expo. Slay says he hopes the expo is as successful as it was last year.
Last year, over 35,000 attended the expo, where many received free health testing and screenings and valuable information and advice. Charter is expecting 10% increase in attendance this year.
In addition to the expo, Slay unveiled plans for a new regional youth health and wellness initiative, which is designed to coordinate activities to lead to improved health among St. Louis youth. And finally, the top U.S. figure skaters are heading to St. Louis for the 2006 State Farm U.S. Figure Skating Championships. The winners in the ladies, men's, pairs, and dance events will go on to the 2006 Winter Olympics next month in Italy. Frank Veverito, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, says the marquee event will be the Senior Ladies Championship, which is expected to include Olympic medalist Michelle Kwan. The event runs January 7th through the 15th at the Savas Center and the Family Arena.
And that's a report of WGNU News brought to you by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. I'm Peyton Colson reporting for WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Wilson. Another look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Charter Communications. Eastbound 40 between 270 and LaCleat Station. Look for everything to be rolling smoothly. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 70 between 40 and Wentzville. Look for marking operations. Right lane will be closed. Westbound 70 at 94. There's road construction. Left lane is blocked. Westbound 270 between Cana Rocks and New Forson. Everything's on the move. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for everything to be on the move. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit. Broadway exit is the right lane is closed as well as the ramp. You can use the Levy Street to get around. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed until midday for maintenance work. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to Antire. There's road maintenance operations. Two right lanes are closed. Eastbound 70 at 94. The left lane is closed for construction. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB is no problem to report there. Clarkson and Manchester and Marsh, there's a report of an injury accident. And Fifi at Bennington Place, there's a report of an accident involving a school bus. That is the look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Charter Communications. Bring the family to America Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for the schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo a part of your 06 New Year's resolution. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 55. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder, high around 40. Thursday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies once again with a high around 35. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast conditions and 44 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting overcast skies and 46. The winds out there are coming out of the northwest at 18-mile-per-hour gusts, so it's a little deceiving. It's a little cool outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell the brothers, tell the sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
A very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air, tell the brothers, tell the sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that.
that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 1-877-920-WGNU 1-877-920-WGNU LizBrown.com revolution at LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have so much to talk about. Mr. Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I needed to verify something. A person had asked me about the colors for the African flag. Am I correct? Red is for the blood, black is for the people, and green is for the land.
That is correct.
And another comment about the military. I'm ex-military myself, and I don't see why people are so surprised. I mean, looking at the history of what has transpired from the time that we were brought here all the way up. I mean, you know, things are just in your face that you just can't deny. You know, and instead of us complaining about the problem that existing, we need to start planning about how to counteract these problems, because they're going to persist whether we like it or not.
Well, that's the mentality
of the people that we're dealing with.
You know what I would do, Mr. Jones, because it is I'm a words person, and I think every word matters, and how we characterize the challenges that confront us and or the battles that we are engaged in matters. And I think that when I think that people should do all things. I think that people should articulate the problems and the challenges, because everybody doesn't see them. Everybody doesn't necessarily get them unless you put them in a certain type of order. So I don't hear it as complaining. I hear it as articulating the challenge that confronts us. But I also believe that in addition to the ability to articulate the problem, there must be action combined with that.
And that's what I'm in agreement with you on that.
Okay, but I think it discourages people when their efforts are described in a negative way.
Okay.
To reduce what their articulations or their observations into complaining.
Okay, well, I'm agreeing with you, but it seems like, you know, on a scale, it's like, you know, 80% is complaining. And maybe I'm using the wrong word, and I apologize for it.
Oh, no, don't you have to worry about apologizing. I'm just trying to have a discussion here in terms of what empowers a person, what encourages a person to participate in it. Because I think that there is a skill level, and I think that there is a power that an individual has to be able to see the problem, because some folks don't see it.
It could be classified as motivation then. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we start our day starting off with, I mean, the logical thing to do is do certain things that you do in starting your day. You know, I mean, you can put that on a larger scale as far as, like, you know, just saying like, well, first of all, I'm not only just going to be registered to vote, I'm going to participate in the process. You know, it's just like going to a football game, you know, sporting event, and you get a ticket. You're not just going to sit there. You're going to cheer your team on to victory. And, you know, maybe that's, you know, I think that's how I feel about trying to solve the problem.
I think that again, that the problem involves the ability to see it,
mm-hmm.
the ability to articulate it, and the ability to participate in some effort to address and confront the problem. All of those things are valuable, and all of them must be done. You can't fight the problem if you can't articulate it.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and you can't and if you're just going to articulate that, that's not enough. Both of the things have to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. I want to go global on you just for a minute here. There are a lot of people that are concerned about, a lot of people that are angry about, a lot of people have an attitude about jobs being shipped off to India. Our call centers in America, a lot of American businesses, instead of hiring citizens that need jobs, they are farming the jobs out to India. And I think it's awful. I think that it's awful that they're able to do that. And I think it is something that needs to be addressed. But I want you to also consider the gold mine of these corporations. We have to look at things globally. We can't simply look at them from the perspective of our loss of jobs. Check this out. American corporations have found the country of India to be a gold mine of human bodies to take jobs away from America. They can pay them cheaper. No health care, all of that good stuff from a corporation's point of view. But know this also. They're also using Indian people as guinea pigs for pharmaceutical testing. Drug companies are offering $100 to people to be human guinea pigs in India. They haven't been able to do it here in America yet, but they're doing it in India. For decades, pharmaceutical research in India didn't even rely upon clinical testing. Scientists mostly reverse-engineered drugs for already developed in other countries. But in March, everything changed when India submitted to the pressure from the World Trade Organization, that's the WTO, to stop the practice and implement rules that prohibit local companies from creating genetic versions of patented drugs. And now they are testing on the citizens. Whoo, 454-0400 is my phone number. By 2010, total spending on outsourcing clinical trials to India could top $2 billion. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And even before the WTO forced India to make these changes, these anti-generic rules, companies performing clinical trials in India saw their share of problems. Problems will be even more so now. Two India-based pharmaceutical companies were involved with the deaths of 8 people out of their clinical trials. Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about, huh? Why should we be concerned about the drug companies being able to test outside of America? Well, testing matters. Ooh. This is a story out of the New York Times. There's about 10 years worth of research showing that taking too much of a popular pain reliever can ruin your liver. What they are not telling you that there have been a whole lot of unintentional poisonings from the drug. The drug, acetaminophen, you know it, Tylenol. How do you get poisoned by Tylenol? Well, it's because most consumers don't realize that Tylenol is available, found in various doses, in several hundred common cold remedies and a combination of pain relievers. Excedrin has Tylenol in it, the drug. Midol teen formula, Theraflu, Alka-Seltzer plus cold medicine, NyQuil cold and flu, and there are other over-the-counter drugs and many prescription drugs, narcotics like Vicodin and Percocet. They have this, they have the Tylenol drug in it. There is a study coming out, or that came out in December, in the magazine Hepatology. It says that the combination of this acetaminophen's quiet ubiquity, they call it quiet ubiquity, in over-the-counter remedies, and its pairing with narcotics makes it too easy for patients to swallow much more than the maximum recommended dose, and they do it inadvertently. Did you know that? Did you know that? 454-0400 is my phone number. Acetaminophen poisoning is to blame for nearly half the patients, where they tracked 662 patients who showed up with acute liver failure at 23 transplant centers. Half of the patients were there because of acetaminophen poisoning. Four five four oh four hundred is my phone number. Each extra strength Tylenol tablet contains half a gram, 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. And arthritis strength versions of the pain contain 650 milligrams. One tablet of Midol Teen formula contains 500 milligrams of it. One, as does one adult dose of NyQuil, cold and flu. One dose of Tylenol, cold and flu, contains 1,000 milligrams of this stuff. And the recommended daily maximum dose for an adult is 4,000 milligrams. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? Cell phone.
Hey, Liz, how you doing this
morning? I'm outstanding. How are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, you know, I've been hearing, I heard, and I just want to know if you heard anything about this, that they've been giving, like, soldiers have been coming back from Iraq with a disease or some kind of problem.
Yep.
And it's due to the fact that they've been, like, that. Bad sodas and stuff, that if you leave the sodas out in the sun, there's a chemical in it that when exposed to heat, it turns into like a poison.
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, and it's been making a lot of them sick.
Well, where did you, is there something that you can email me with that on?
I would, if I can get the proper information.
Yeah, email me that story.
I would be glad to do that.
Yeah, because no, I have not heard that. I've not heard about that. I've never not read about that. Email me, at anybody out there, email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I would love to follow up on that story.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
When you have Mr. Dahl back on your program next week, the week after next, would you ask him about that young lady who was locked up in the school building?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I forgot about that story. You're absolutely right. Okay.
Liz.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Mayor Slag said he welcomes the Northside residents using cameras, but he doesn't want you interfering with his new rookie class that just graduated last night.
The all-white rookie class?
Right.
They should just implant a camera in them. Every one of those rookies should have a camera implanted in them.
Okay, and one last thing. You just had a detective that was suspended, but they never showed his picture.
Uh-huh.
They keep telling us his name, but but he used a stun gun on a person because he refused to tell him his name. Do we have any rights? Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Hey, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah. I wanted to know, can you please tell us the difference between the N-word and the word Negro?
The historical, both of them, neither one of those words are words that were created or designed or people of African descent came up to describe themselves. First of all, those are words crafted by people outside of the community of African descent to describe people of African descent. The word Negro comes from the Spanish word negroid to describe black. Okay, the word the N word is a word that is born out of racism, out of murder, out of rape, out of hate. It's an ugly, vile, historically foul word that is used to disparage people of African descent and to disparage them in the most loathsome of way. That's a short version of it.
Oh, so it's not the slang word. The N word is not the slang word. For a Negro, right?
Absolutely not.
Two different ways.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
And neither one of those words are words that people of African descent wish to use to describe themselves. I would never use the word Negro to describe any person of African descent, nor would I ever use the odious, racist, prima facie evidence of racism word like the N-word.
Yeah, because I was listening to Malcolm X last night. They say he...
Michael
he
who?
Malcolm X.
Oh, Malcolm X, okay.
Yeah, they say he stopped using it too, using the Negro way.
That is correct.
At one point.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Roz.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
As usual, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Listen, you was talking about the different medications that had, what's the name of the drug?
I probably am not pronouncing it right. Acetaminophen?
It might be that. But nevertheless, about 8 years ago, I took some Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Okay.
Cold medicine.
Cold and flu?
Liz, I ended up throwing up 500 cc's of blood and was rushed to the hospital. Ended up, they said I had an ulcer before that. I'd never had an ulcer in my life.
It has 1,000 milligrams, and the recommended maximum daily. Were you taking any Tylenol? Had you been taking Tylenol?
Yeah, I took some Tylenol for a headache, and I had a headache and a cold. And somebody recommended I took some Tylenol.
How much Tylenol do you think you took?
I took 2 tablets of Tylenol.
Okay, so that could be somewhere in the name. It depends on what kind of extra strength Tylenol.
It was extra strength.
Okay, so that's 600, that's 1,200, that's 1,300. And then the cold flu has another 1,000. And the maximum for adults, depending upon your size, is about 4,000 milligrams.
I was 160 pounds at the time.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to diagnose you.
I understand what you're saying is that you are very close
to the max.
I wound it up with upper GI bleed.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm just putting that out there like that because when I heard you say, I had never heard nobody mention it before, but I'm saying now that it will do some damage to you.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Science or religion? Republican or Democrat? Politics, education, crime? Or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies? What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
I know someone with lupus.
My girlfriend.
My mommy.
We work together.
My sister.
My neighbor.
I know someone with lupus. She's so tired.
Fatigue, achy joints, and fever.
Severe chest pains, heart problems.
Her kidneys gave up.
He had a seizure.
Pain never stops.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know has lupus.
But there is hope. For information, contact the Lupus Foundation of America at 888-38-LUPUS or lupus.org.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I was calling because about 4 years ago, I think that medicine that you're referring to, it's called acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen. Okay, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's called acetaminophen.
That's right.
I took it. I took some Tylenol cold and sinus about 4 years ago, and I have never been in so much pain in all my life.
Really?
I mean, other than childbirth.
Mm.
And it really had been a lot of pain. I could not sleep the whole night through. And I just wanted to let you know that that stuff is it's terrible.
And the problem with it is that people out there do not know that they can get it from so many different places. Who knew that was in NyQuil cold and flu?
Right.
To the tune of 1,000 milligrams. Who knew it was in Midol teen formula at 500 milligrams? Who knew that?
That's right.
And so people can
yeah,
be dope.
I didn't know when I bought the Tylenol cold and sinus. And I'm telling you, it was 500 milligrams per tablet.
Wow.
And they recommended you take two.
Wow.
And that was if I was a mare.
Wow.
And I was up all night long in pain.
Wow.
And so I will never do that again.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, God bless you, honey.
God bless you. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You were talking a couple of days ago about going into a restaurant in Chesterfield.
Yes, I did.
With a friend?
Yes.
Did you notice any change or sort of a feeling of static electricity in the air when you walked into this all-white restaurant?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
Did not.
And the reason I say that, because I've been in situations where I'm sitting in a restaurant, and of course I'm white, and a black couple will come in and sit down at the restaurant, and I can see that every pair of white eyes follows and monitors that couple from the time they enter to the time they leave.
And I am not saying that I have not experienced that before, and I have not experienced that frequently before. I was the only black student in my class in college. I was the only I'm an attorney, so there's too many places where I've been where I experienced that. But I did not experience it in that particular instance.
Well, that's unusual. That's the exception to the rule, isn't it?
You don't have to tell me. You do not have to tell me.
Okay, and the reason I brought that up, not to stir up this racial issue again, but I want to focus some light on the reverse process that happens in racism. Recently, I was in Kingston, Jamaica, and my friend Mr. Robertson was driving me into Kingston. We had just left Montego Bay. And we drove past a ghetto area. I mean, it was really the worst area I've ever seen for people living in urban areas. And I said to my friend, Mr. Robertson, I said, I'd like to go in there and talk to people and get, you know, some feeling from this wretchedness, which is almost unbearable. He said, of course. And he said, there's a little restaurant there, too. And he says, I'll treat you to lunch. Well, the restaurant, if you want to be very liberal, was a wooden building, and the tables were picnic benches. He and I walked into that restaurant, and it was all Jamaicans sitting there eating. I was the only white person. I walked in there. I had to walk in there facing the people who were eating, and I got my food. It was a kind of cafeteria style. And I sat down at the table, and I said to Mr. Robertson, I said, I'm amazed. He said, what? I said, I walked in here in this Jamaican ghetto area in a Jamaican restaurant, and not one eye stared at me or did a double take. And I'm sitting here, and no one is turning around and looking at me. And I said, it's unbelievable. He said, why? I said, well, I'm the only white person here. He said, well, you came in here to eat, and that's all that's important. And I just wanted to cast some light on the fact that racism is a white issue. It's not a black issue.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dimitri.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com, and my website is lizbrown.com. Mark, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
I wanted to address the acetaminophen you were talking about.
Yes.
Real quick, let me just say, getting back to that the book I was talking about earlier, the deal is the FDA is lobbied by Big Pharma to approve drugs. These drugs and pharmaceutical companies are publicly traded in the stock market. So the insiders with the FDA, think of the money they're making. They can approve a drug, buy the, you know, and then they're making huge profits because they're approving these new drugs that they know are bad for you. And anytime you're making a profit off a person, there's money involved. They don't really care about your health. Like he says, it's okay to love people and use money, but not use money. I mean, not love money and use people. And that's what they do. And these terms like safe and effective and tried and tested, they're all a bunch of BS.
Tried and tested on who's safe and effective for what?
You know, on your boxes of these pills, they always say...
Oh, no. I'm saying the question that we should be asking is safe and effective for what, and tried and tested on who?
Exactly. And they're just... They conditioned us to believe that they're the all-knowing and we should trust them. You know, like, oh, that's not regulated by the FDA. But here's the thing, too. The FDA has legal verbiage that they made the words that say only a drug can prevent and cure disease. Now, we know citrus and oranges cure scurvy and disease. But if you were to say oranges, if you were to promote yourself and say oranges cure scurvy, you could be arrested for selling drugs without a medical license. Right. So they have, you follow me?
Yes, I do.
They use that to put a hold on any homeopathic type thing because they can say, wait a minute, you can't say that because only drugs can. Now, another thing, drugs only treat symptoms. They don't
Do you know that in Africa, the philosophy for medicine back hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the practice was you could only be a doctor if your patients were cured. If you went and treated a patient and the patient wasn't cured, they wouldn't let you practice medicine.
That's right.
That is certainly not the medical philosophy today. And I got to let you go, but thanks,
okay.
Mark. Take
Bye.
Care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Mary.
Liz.
Turn your radio down, please.
Have a nice New Year's.
I had a fabulous New
Year's. Listen, let me tell you about the drugs. I was drugs.
Turn your radio down, Mary.
Okay. I worked in drug therapy. Mark Shop had one of the worst things on the market. It's a germicidal. That's what they embalm people with. And that's been out for a long time. If you don't believe it, ask your beautician, ask your barber, ask your undertaker.
All right.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
And
man.
It's sold by the pound, but it's liquid in your bag. It's tough, baby. It'll kill you in a minute.
Thanks for your call,
man. Out there. And you know, for this new medicine that's coming out with Medicare, they say they got plenty of it, and it's cheaper than the rest.
Jesus.
But don't take it.
Jesus. All right, now. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Riverman, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I just wanted to tell you hello before I got ready to ship out.
All right now. Ooh, it's getting ready to get cold. They're getting ready to snow a little bit.
Oh, that's all right. I'm heading south first, so
okay.
I'll be leaving southern Missouri, that way, and then I'll be heading to Memphis. And from Memphis, I'll be going all the way up to Cincinnati and back.
All right now.
So I hope I'll have a good, safe trip. And
well, check out the archives when you get back.
I will, Liz.
All right. Be careful.
Be safe.
All right. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Take care now. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay
that
with me.
Man in front of me. Calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. Newly declassified documents show the National Security Agency decided on its own to increase homeland surveillance operations shortly after the September 11th attacks. Representative Nancy Pelosi of California wrote a letter to the head of the NSA at the time, questioning its legal authority to do that. She even went so far as to ask Lieutenant General Michael Hayden if he had gotten his directive from the administration. He answered her about a week later, saying that he did not get a formal directive from the White House about it, but was acting on his own authority. The administration yesterday, however, said that he was acting under authority given by a 1981 executive order.
It was not until the year 2002 when Mr. Bush signed yet another executive order that gave the NSA specific permission to wiretap without a court order on international communications inside the United States. And Dateline Geneva. Several military exercises have been completed now that have set up the final planning for a possible attack against Iran, one that could very well involve the use of nuclear weapons. Last year, several top Pentagon officials expressed discontent over the plan the Defense Department wanted to forge, which involves attacking Iran if there is another terror strike in the United States, regardless if Iran has anything to do with it. The U.S., Israel, and Turkey are the key elements in this plan and are now said to be in advanced stages of readiness. CIA Director Porter Goss was recently in Ankara and is said to have asked the Turkish Prime Minister to provide assistance for airstrikes against possible military and nuclear targets. He has also requested help from Turkish intelligence to prepare for such an operation. Israel has already made it clear that it could possibly launch a military strike against Iran by late March over the nuclear weapons and research and development question. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Come see live eagle demonstrations by the World Bird Sanctuary at the Alton, Illinois Visitor Center at 200 Piazza Street. These demonstrations take place every Saturday in January from 10 to 2 each day. Admission is free. To find out more, call 1-800-ALTON-IL or go to visitalton.com. News for the birds from WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don, Ace Black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all-around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU, 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. We do a no razzmatazz, brass knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Run Amok every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with Decent Guy Don at WGNU, 9:20 a.m. Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell them who you're going to. Now your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just a one more.
You stay. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Liz, I know that you've heard me say this many a time, and your listeners also, that I think about 99% of the news we get is hearsay, and sometimes it's even third-party hearsay. And I always try to give examples. Now, I know your listening audience heard about the 13 miners in Virginia that were trapped, and the report was that there was 12 that survived and only one died. And their relatives were elated. They were just so happy. They said that you could hear the screams all over the place. And then to hear, I don't know how much time passed before they heard that it was just
3 hours. 3 hours.
And you can imagine the devastation that nobody even bothered to check out the hearsay, because to me it wouldn't have taken more than a couple of minutes or so to double check before they would give out information that could be potentially so devastating to the loved ones of those miners.
But see, it wasn't that they hadn't checked. There was a misinterpretation of the language that was used. The language that was used was that they had been found. The interpretation was that they had been found alive.
Uh-huh.
So that's what the family, nobody came to the family and said that your loved ones have been found alive. No one said that. The language that was used was that they had been found.
Okay, and now this is where this would come in. Good journalists, good reporting, the why, the what, the when, the where, and what's up. If they had went through those three things, then they wouldn't have reported it that way.
See, here's my thing. I don't care about the reporters reporting that they were alive, or I don't care about the company giving language that was not clear that only one person had been found alive. What I think is the bigger story, what I think is the important story to take away from this, and the story to be constantly talked about with regard to the deaths of these miners, are the dozens and dozens of violations that
mm-hmm.
This company has been cited with, the fact that members of this family, or the family members of some of the deceased miners, said that their loved ones had told this company that there's gas down there, do something, don't send us back down in there. That, to me, is the story.
And
that's a story that should be caught. But what I'm fearful of, Christine, is that the only story that we're going to hear time and time again is, why didn't they bring the family the right story? Why didn't they bring the family the right? And that, to me, there's a danger in focusing on only that story.
I know, and even though what we're both talking about, each of those things are very important. And the thing about this company being cited for all these violations, it's just, they sent those miners down in there with the masks they were used didn't have proper oxygen.
That's correct. So that's the story. Those are the stories that we should be that should be the stories with legs. And I am fearful that the story with legs out of this will be, why didn't the media get it right?
That's true. That's a good. That should have some legs off.
See, I don't think so. I don't think that's not because the media only allows for one story with legs. Okay, and that's not the story. The story is the reason why these men are dead, because those headlines didn't kill anybody. The thing that killed them was what the mining company did to them.
But it did kill the hearts of some of those people who heard that their loved ones were alive and then to find out they were dead.
What killed,
that was devastating.
What killed those miners?
No, I'm talking about the feelings
I heard
families.
I heard what you said. And my thing is that what killed the miners was a bad company.
That's
and
true.
Those families' hearts wouldn't have been touched at all.
And I hope they focus on that too. Next.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, number one. I respect you.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Because when you're not on the air, my day is empty.
Well, we had wonderful Irene J. Smith on the air.
Yeah, the nice lady.
I feel like you all were left in fabulous hands.
My grandmother calls her, and Irene, Sharon Tyus calls her the nicest lady in the neighborhood. And they both vote for her, no doubt about it. I give a shout out all the time to White Rose Society.
It's fabulous.
When you can get an hour, if you miss an hour, you get it.
There you go.
The best of Liz Brown, you know what? what's his brother's name? Mr. Rodriguez? I've talked about that.
It's going to be on there. Absolutely.
It was the bomb.
Absolutely.
You get a gold star for that, sweetie.
I'm very pleased with that show.
No doubt about it.
All right.
I love you, sweetie, and keep it going, all right?
Stay strong. Thanks
just
for your call.
Just want to check in for a minute, Brother Jacinto, all right?
All right, Brother Jacinto. Take care, sister. All right. Listen, folks, we're going to do some clips of the best of some interviews from last year. Check out the website if you want to hear the interviews in their entirety. I'm Liz Brown. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
One of these canned hunting ranches, you can just shoot from the comfort of your home or your office, and then they'll have someone on site to collect the animal if the animal doesn't escape wounded. And it's no coincidence, Liz, that ExxonMobil has posted after-tax profits of $74 billion.
That's with a B.
That's B, billion dollars since George Bush took office.
And the most important thing to understand about the bankruptcy bill and the fight for it by the credit card companies over the last eight years or so is that it's been built on a big myth. And that big myth is that people are going into bankruptcy because they're spending money on frivolous things.
So whether you're shopping or whether you're working, no matter what you're doing, you use biometrics to identify yourself, and then your account is accessed either to put money in for that day of work or take money out for whatever you just purchased.
Well, buried in the No Child Left Behind Act, which passed with all kinds of fanfare several years ago, was a provision that required schools, Section 9528, required schools to give recruiters the name and the address and the phone number of all the students.
And he was asked by interrogators the exact same questions over that period that U.S. officials had been asking when he was in U.S. detention. And the Syrian officials actually came forward and said, we are holding this man at the request of the U.S. government.
That some people facing execution may in fact still be conscious, they would experience a deep burning sensation and would actually be paralyzed and unable to react in any way.
There's an expectation that members of the Congressional Black Caucus will be together on every single issue, and that's certainly not the case because we represent different districts.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. He is the sole survivor of a tragic mining accident in West Virginia. 27-year-old Randall McCloy is the youngest of the 13 miners trapped in Monday's underground explosion. McCloy, married and the father of two children, is in critical condition. Dr. Lawrence Roberts is with West Virginia University's Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown.